Whoa! You could break me open and take my candy, but wouldn't you like something better? I'll tell you a secret. I'm a magical piñata, and if you get me down from here, I'll grant you all your wishes. For you, an x-ray machine. For you, crab cakes. How about sunscreen? Pants that fit. Trevor, karate lessons? A dill pickle. For you, aerosol cheese. Transistor radio. For you, an uncomfortable silence. How about an extra thumb? For you, a hairless cat. Beard tonic. Premium cable. A scuba tank. 24-hour surveillance. Calamine lotion. A rubber ducky. Vigilante justice. A keyboard guitar. A swinging bachelor pad. Comfortable walking shoes. A pet cobra. A road map. Cornrows. A pocket kerchief. The skulls of the vanquished. Cheerleaders. Business cards. Free oil changes for life. To crush your enemies, to see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentations of their women. A heated pool. An amicable divorce. Custody of the kids. A sedan de ville. Bionic feet. Microphone skills. Maid service. For you, a restraining order. The electoral vote. The heavyweight title. Bunny slippers. A good attorney. A short sleeve tuxedo. For you, an electronic turkey baster. A pistol and one bullet. For you, how about a baked potato? Just get me down and it's all yours. Come on. Come on. Just so we're clear, kids, I'm not magical.
Giddy up! Yeah! Yeah! That was acting, children! Bravo for me!
Pinatas have a better place to go. You can custom build your very own pinata world and fill it with all the things pinatas love. Don't beat them, join them! Rated E for everyone.
Let's do this! Leroy Dragons!
And welcome to episode number 79 of Evil Avatar Radio. And, yeah. You want to say something about that?
That was apropos of pretty much nothing, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, unless you want to count the Viva Pinata toys at Burger King or something.
Yeah, really. You know, I couldn't think of anything to find, and I threw that in there. And then
always a winner.
Zilladana comes in with her Burger King toys from Viva Pinata. I thought, oh, this will be great when she hears this tonight. You know, you have that in there. That's one of the oddest commercials I've ever seen.
It's pretty strange.
The audio is great, but man, if you haven't seen it, you need to YouTube it.
I'll have it up in the.
Yeah, you really need to.
I'll put it up in the.
That's really good stuff.
When we post the show,
those kids are real winners. They really help pull it off.
That's good stuff. Anyway, welcome to episode number 79 here, 1170 WACV. A couple of show notes for you. We got a lot going on. I mean, we got a giveaway tonight, and we got news to talk about.
We haven't had one of those in a little while.
We haven't had a giveaway in a while, so we've got that going on.
What are we giving away?
We're giving away the God of War Chains of Olympus demo that's out for the PSP. You had to, way back, I think, in E3, or even maybe further back, when this was announced, you had to sign up for it. You're like, okay, we're going to be sending it, because it's a mail-out demo.
Oh.
It doesn't come with anything. You can't go to a store and pre-order and get the demo or anything like that. It was a mail out. And you had to go and sign up. So if you signed up for it, great, you got the demo this week. If you didn't, you kind of missed out. So, but we've got one of the demos for the PSP, and if you'd like to win it, then be listening. I'm not sure how we're going to give it away, but
we'll make something up.
Figure it out.
We'll come up with something.
We always do.
And I believe a 32-megabyte memory stick comes with that as well?
That's what was in the...
That's what B.A. Penguin told me, so... That's what Santa Bap. Yeah, exactly. So that's what we've got going on. We were going to talk to someone from Eye of Judgment, actually the U.S. producer of the game. We're going to talk to her tonight. However, just before we come on the air, I get a call from the Sony guy saying that, you know, originally, and I'd love to read the email to you, but he said that, okay, that's fine. I gave him the times that we were good for the call-in, the phone number. He said, all right, this is great. I'll just send this off to her and get the confirmation, but I see no problem in this. I was like, great. So he calls me and says, he's like, I've been trying up to the last minute to get a hold of her, but there's the fires going on in Southern California, and that's where she's at, and we can't get in touch with her. So unfortunately, she's probably not going to be able to call in tonight. So we won't have that, but he has said that, you know, as soon as everything's straightened out, he'll have her on again.
And we'll try to, for anybody that's that noticed our post regarding this on Evil Avatar, where we were asking for questions.
Yeah, yeah.
For anyone who doesn't have an opportunity to listen to the live show, join in the chat room and submit their questions at that point. We'll keep those written down. We'll keep earmarked so that hopefully when we do get to talk to her.
Because those were very valid questions, although
yeah, they really were.
Some of them you may find out. If you haven't bought the game, you won't be able to find those out. But some of that you may find out once the game's released, which is also another point of contention.
Right, it was supposed to be this week. Yeah, maybe.
We don't know. See, I talked to when he called, I said, okay, well, what about this? I got a letter from Amazon today telling me, because I pre-ordered through Amazon back in September, and they're telling me that it's pushed back to the 31st. However, the website of GameStop EB Games still says tomorrow. Penny Arcade even said in I think Gabe said it in his post. He said, oh, it looks like it's still on slate for tomorrow. I talked to him and I said, hey, what's going on with this? He's like, as far as we know, it's shipping tomorrow. It'll be in stores tomorrow. It's shipped today and will be in stores tomorrow. He's not sure why Amazon's saying that there's a delay. So, I don't know, you know. We'll find out, you know. I walk into a store tomorrow and I see it there. I'm going to be picking it up. So, that's basically what you've got to go on. It may or may not be released. You'll just have to check tomorrow and see. I don't know. I just hope Amazon isn't, for whatever reason, maybe Amazon just had a problem. Although their email clearly states that the publisher has pushed back the release date.
Yeah, whatever. Amazon doesn't exactly, they don't really play by anyone else's rules with these releases. I mean, from the guaranteed pricing of these things, like whenever it is they decide they want to start taking money, all the way up through their methodology for getting product shipped out after release. They do things very much their own way. Mm-hmm. It's never made me very comfortable either. This is another reason why I just choose to walk into the store, whether it's going to be here or not.
I was telling him, I was like, I pre-ordered on Amazon because I got it for $10 less because it did go up. And I told him, if it's a point of $10 or waiting 3 weeks,
yeah,
I'll pay the extra $10 and pick it up
tomorrow.
Yeah, I
think so.
You know, I'll do that. Because even with it being released on Halloween, you know, Amazon said you'll get it around November 15th or so, because you got to wait for the shipping and everything. I didn't pay any more. I just did the flat fee with free shipping. So $10, no big deal if I can get it now, rather than waiting until later.
You know, and I really would like to have had a chance to talk to her about it, because still so much that I don't really understand about it.
There were some great questions that I didn't even think of that were posted in the...
this is one of those things where I think we would have relied heavily on our community and our listener base, because it's something that I was never... I mean, CCGs in general were something that I never spent an awful lot of time with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have a knowledgeable base of listeners out there to help us out and... Yeah. Serve it up to us a little bit when we don't know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Which is often.
I've had a chance to play it, but still, I'm still interested. Very interested in how that online thing works. That wasn't really... It's been explained a few places, but I would love to have heard it firsthand from someone directly involved. So, just a show note there. So, if you'd like to call in on any of our topics, anything that we're going to be talking about tonight, you're more than welcome to. 334-272-9228 is the number you need to know, and our email address is everyone@evilavatarradio.com, and you can send us emails and whatever to discuss whatever we're going to be talking about. We'll start with Tuesday. We'll just go down the news here. Should we start with today's and then go back, or should
whatever
we
you want to do, man? Because you can go in chronological order if you like. There's a couple of really big speed bumps in this week's worth of news. A couple of things are really going to be a time sink if we're actually going to talk about it.
Yeah, so. Well, let's just start with Tuesday then. Last Tuesday it was released. We had a few things coming out. Let's see. The new Bionic Commando was announced.
Yeah.
From Capcom. Capcom had like an announcement every day last week. The new Bionic Commando was one. Did you get to see what their idea of that is?
No,
did you see some of the trailer?
No, I didn't. I didn't spend any time looking at any of it, to be honest with you.
It's very, they've redone it as far as, you know, obviously they would be. Combat systems, things like that. It's in a third-person type perspective. A lot of it, when I saw him using his arm to go from one place to another,
yeah,
very Spider-Man-like.
That's astonishing.
You remember how he used to do that? Yeah. When you're,
go
you
places
know.
With his arm?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's what it looked
unprecedented.
Like.
Unprecedented.
Yeah. All right.
A race to the bottom.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, and there were some different combat things. The arm has a couple of different abilities other than being able to just extend and grab onto stuff. It's got mm-hmm. some actual different methods. It's almost like it's another gun he's got, you know.
Sure.
Built onto his arm there.
Sounds so good.
I'm
game.
Yeah. Also, it was announced that Valve's got a patch out for Team Fortress 2 for the lag that's going on 360. However, I don't
No, it's not out. It's
No. They've got it over to Microsoft.
Yeah, they're testing it. Yeah. I remember them saying that it was supposed to be out by the week, and I kind of put off play just because it's going to be a patch. I'll get in finally and make that first jump into TF2 this weekend or maybe after the patch goes live and still... No word.
Speaking of, what did we play this weekend? I totally forgot to jump into that. What did you play this weekend, Jeremy?
I played Portal, finally.
Hey!
Because I got my laptop back.
Hey! So you went through the whole thing?
Whole thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So did Becky.
Wasn't that great?
After, when I finished, she got home, I was like, hey, sit down, play this. So she went through the whole thing. It was really hard for me to keep my mouth shut,
That whole thing, how we felt for more than a week now with people like you. I just want to let you know.
Even though we really didn't do too good of a job last episode. I mean, yeah, that's fine. There was, somebody said...
It doesn't matter that you know the solution to a puzzle, and you're watching her trying to do it, and you're like, no, I can't tell you.
I'm not a real puzzle nut at any level. But
I just get frustrated because I'm impatient. I wanted to hurry up and finish that and get to the next part.
It's just, I always felt good when I figured out, it was the way that there wasn't like a lot of trial and error necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of those puzzles, most of which weren't even remotely difficult, but the stuff towards the end where you had to think about it, it would just come to you, and I really enjoyed that feeling.
Yeah.
And I don't always get it with puzzle games because I'm not actually that good at it.
I had a little bit of a problem playing it initially.
Yeah.
Because this is like the first... modern game I've played on my laptop in the year I've had it.
Yeah.
I played some Homeworld on it, but that's about it.
Right.
So I'm on about like the fifth level, and I put a portal on the top of the room and one on the bottom. I just start falling. And it's fun, and I do that for, a minute or two, and then my machine just shuts down.
Ooh.
Like really quick, just dead, no power. I try to push the power button, it lights up for a second, won't come on.
It can't handle the infinite.
And it's incredibly hot, and I realize it's overheating. So I boot it up, check the temperature. Man, I run the game and monitor the temperature, and it's just blazing. It's way above the threshold of where CPU and GPU should be.
What's that about?
Well, at first I blamed Linux erroneously because I was running it under Wine, and I thought, maybe it doesn't have good power management for my laptop.
Right.
So I booted into to Windows and started playing, and I played for a while, and after a little while, it shuts down again. Same thing. I'm like, man, I just got my laptop back. I really don't want to send it into repair again.
Yeah.
But I took off. Fortunately, they got the fan and ventilation stuff really user accessible. Took it off, and man, the heat grill was completely caked with dust. There was very little room for air to move through there.
That stinks.
Yeah, so I took the vacuum cleaner, stuck it in there, and sucked all that crap out. And my temperature dropped to like 20 degrees idling. It was
nice.
Great. And then I finished Portal. So
that's good. You're coming from, you got to see the end credits completely out of context. You got to hear a lot about the game completely out of context. It still provided this basically the fun, I guess, that it's supposed to for you. I mean, it wasn't really...
Yeah. I think it would have been a little better if I'd had, like, the, magic discovery of some of this stuff towards the end. But for the most part, 90% of it.
Yeah, somebody said, talk about spoilers. You guys did a lot of spoilers. We didn't really spoil the game. I mean,
I wouldn't have even really been interested in playing the game if I hadn't heard all that stuff.
Well, and it's also worth noting that sometimes we're just going to dump spoilers all over the place if we have the opportunity to discuss something very spoilerific with the people who helped create the spoilerific thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not? If the spoilers are all about how it ends up, if it's all about the credits, it's all about those things, and you've got the people responsible for it, mm-hmm. available for discussion, the statute of limitations just dropped to zero.
Right then and there.
On that.
Which I guess we're all still good of going to see Mr. Colton there on the 9th of November.
I was never good, so I can't be still good. You know how my work works. You know how it is. If I can figure it out, I will. Believe me. I'll do everything in my power to do it, but... That's not saying much at this point.
Yeah. Well, that'll be good. Anyway, so you played Portal. Anything else did you get your hands around?
I started episode 1.
Now, you had fun with the orange box on the PC then.
Yeah.
Basically.
I didn't get to play much of it, though.
Started one. You haven't played one yet? That's right.
No,
you've said
I
that
never
before.
Played one.
Okay. It's good.
Yeah.
You'll like it. You can play straight into 2.
Dennis, what did you play this weekend?
Phantom Hourglass.
Yeah, how far you got in that?
Beat it, actually.
Oh, okay.
Very good game.
All right. Anything else?
Nah, not really. Not much time.
You screw around a lot less than we do. Every week, man, it's like you beat something. Assuming something came out on the limited number of systems you own, man.
Like I beat BioShock in like 2 days, but I did nothing but play BioShock.
No, that's great. That's great. I think the rest of us kind of spend a little bit too much time
Prime 3
idling in 100 different directions. Yeah. But now, if you would just get a couple more systems, I could rely on you to actually beat a few things, so you could tell me about them.
Yeah. You know, one of my biggest distractions is with games. It's Xbox Live Arcade.
Really?
Something new will come out on a Wednesday, and I'll take a look at that, and then be wrapped up in it for a while, if it's anything worth getting.
Mm-hmm.
Puzzle Quest being one of those. And I'll talk about E4 or Every Extend Extra Extreme or whatever. I'll talk about that here in just a bit. Zilla Dana, in the booth there, did you play anything or did you just work?
No, she didn't play anything.
I worked.
Yeah? Recover from teeth hurt?
Yeah.
All right.
I gotta go back for more, but yeah.
Yeah. For those of you
that won't get Puzzle Quest, by the way.
Really?
She's like 100 points shy.
Ooh.
She needs like 100 more points, and she's like, I can't get it. I don't need 100 points. I'm like,
no,
you cook like three times.
I went
and you get
to
more
get
points.
It, but I wasn't going to have time to play it, and then I found out I had not enough points, so I walked away from it, and I just haven't gone back.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
Just buy it. That way it'll be there.
Just get
when
the
you're
points and buy
it.
It.
Yeah.
Pure pressure. Do it. And what did you play today, James?
What I played today?
Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't play anything over the weekend.
I didn't play much at all. I played a little bit of Orange Box, but
mm-hmm.
I spent Mondays getting ready for this.
Yep.
I didn't play much. What are you doing?
I'm reading the chat room. I'm reading the chat room because BA Penguin just posted something that I can't even forget.
Don't worry about it. just talking to the microphone. Talking to the microphone.
So anyway, what did I play this weekend? I played, what did I play? I'm trying to go back to it. I played a bit of Guitar Hero 2 in preparation for Guitar Hero 3, coming out this week. Next week, actually. I also, what else did I play? I played Puzzle Quest, and I played, Katamari, yeah. I played Beautiful Katamari.
Beautiful Katamari.
Yeah.
Did you get angry?
You're referring to, of course.
Yes, I'm referring to the question about the downloadable content Beautiful Katamari.
Exactly. The downloadable content,
which may or may not be downloadable content. If anybody knows for sure, I'm just saying the last thing I heard, nobody was 100% positive that the DLC was or wasn't actually on the disc, which is what the hoopla is about. I don't know if you do you know what I'm talking about?
Did
you
get
What is it? It's four levels of downloadable content, each four new areas, each available for 200 points. And this is on a game that costs $40 at retail. But evidently, all you're purchasing is a key. That's what people were saying, is that when you purchase the DLC, it was so small,
that the content's already
a few hundred K, that really they believe all you're doing is buying a key for stuff that's already on the disc.
Hmm.
So it, lit that entire argument up again, and which we've had it before, but it sort of reignited the question of, is that complete BS, or is it perfectly fine? Does it matter one way or another? It's only a $40 game to begin with. I don't know. So people had different opinions. I haven't played the game. I'm not gonna buy it, which means I'm not gonna buy the DLC, whatever it might be, but I don't know.
The first time I heard it, I was really upset about it, because I thought, oh, what are they doing? That's ridiculous. I already bought this stuff. It's already on. And then the more I let it settle in, the more I'm like, well, I'm just not going to buy it. And then the more I let that settle in, I thought, wait a second, I don't even need it. I don't need the extra levels. I mean, I've played, seriously, if you've ever played a Katamari game, when you've done one level, you've done them all. Especially if, now, here's the thing, once you go through the full game of Katamari on the actual retail disc, you get another level that pops up, and it is basically, it's a free roam. There's no time limit, and you just go, you start out really, really small, and I'm serious, you get up to galactic levels of rolling this thing around. You're picking up galaxies.
So is it like the previous Katamari game?
You never got that big in the previous, the one previous that I remember, which was the very first one.
Right.
I've never played the sequel, and I never played the PSP version, so I'm not exactly sure how that happened.
Was it significantly different than the first Katamari game, which is the only one I've played?
Yeah, they did a, they did a few improvements on things, what you collected and different things like that, the way you go about it. They did some improvements
on
that.
So what's on the disc? Like that's your minimum level of like what you're cool with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need more.
I really don't.
You think anybody would need more?
I think really, really, really diehard fans of that thing would need more.
Okay, pretend you're one of them. How do you feel about it now? It's kind of a ridiculous intellectual question anyway, right? We're not going to change it. Maybe this is them testing the waters for how future DLC is going to work. Maybe it's not. I don't know. There's too much we never know about why companies do what they do as far as this stuff is concerned. But think about it for a moment that you really need those things. Oh my God, DLC, gotta have it. Wait, turns out I already do. How do you feel about that as an intellectual exercise?
It's hard for me to put my head in that sort of space because if I am that guy, and I can be on different occasions, let's put it in a burnout perspective.
You're gonna pay the money. It doesn't matter where the content
is. Exactly. I'm not, you know, I may be angry, but I'm paying the money. Yeah. I don't care. You know, I may be a little bit angry, but I'm gonna pay it anyway to get it.
You wouldn't even be angry.
Yeah, you know, I doubt I would.
You'd probably be happy that you didn't even actually have to spend the time downloading a large file.
Just a key.
Oh, my gosh. They saved me so much trouble by hosing me with key costs.
But that's what I'm saying. Mean, that's exactly where I'm coming from.
I just don't know where the line is. Did they fall on the wrong side of the line? Because, you know, they pressed that data into the disk. That data is a part of something that, you know, was released as a gold candidate, approved for release on the system, pressed mm-hmm. into discs, and sold for a cost. So do they just decide that whatever that might be that you're buying isn't necessarily something that you own until they decide it is? Not really a new question. We've had it before
in different
ways. But it's irksome. I can say that. I know that I can't be just genuinely happy about the decision. At best, I'm neutral and slightly hostile towards the decision. Just because, you know, it smells.
Yeah.
It's just smelly. It might not be wrong, but, you know, got a lot of deal fish to it. No, man. I don't like it. That's all I can really say.
Yeah.
I can't harsh on him too bad just because, you know, whatever. I'm not going to play it anyway. But, and like you, I can't necessarily put myself in that situation. This seems kind of rotten. I don't like it. I know it's a $40 game to begin with, but it was a $20 game to begin with. If you want to, you know, if you want to get like that.
Yeah, and once of course it caught on, it's like, wait a second, because you know the first one was $20. They released the sequel $40. I believe it was $40 on the PS2 for We Love Katamari.
Okay.
But it didn't jump. It didn't stay at $20.
Okay.
It actually came up in price, and then the PSP version probably another $30 game,
right?
For PSP. And so now you release a $40 360 game, but then you're going to add $10 worth of content on the end of it to make it basically a $50 game if you want to pay that much.
Yeah.
Seriously, for me, I didn't buy it because I'm a diehard fan. I bought it because, if you'll remember, when I had the first Katamari game, Ben was living with me at the time, and he played it, and I watched him play it, and I never got any satisfaction out of it. I got satisfaction out of watching him roll up something. Start rolling up buildings into this thing that I'd never seen before do anything like this. I was like, oh my God, come over and watch this. So, you know, I never got the actual, you know, time invested into it and gameplay out of it. So I bought this one. I've done what I can do in it. I don't know what you could give me that could expand upon what I've already done. I seriously don't know. If there is something in there that says, okay, we're going to let you grow even bigger, I may buy that level and figure out what it is, but I don't know. You know, it just, so far for me, it's a non-issue as
well,
far as that's.
Again, I can understand that. I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, while we're on the subject of DLC, Gras 2, they announced that they're doing more downloadable content for Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2, which I think is great because they're actually extending the campaign. It's several more missions that actually take the mm-hmm. the story campaign beyond where it was because it had a crap ending. You know, I call in a missile strike basically on me. I barely live through it, you know, and I get a good job chuck on the chin from Commander Guy over the radio, and that was it. Fade to black.
Reminds me of some of the old NES endings.
Yeah.
Good so, job. Yeah, thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Don't good do drugs.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I sort of understood it, but it was really short. You know, I'm glad. I'll pay the money definitely to spend more time in that game. I won't get everything out of it because I don't play that game multiplayer. And a part of the content they're releasing is more multiplayer maps, mm-hmm. which I won't use at all, I don't think. I'm actually certain that I won't.
Yeah, no.
But I'm still happy with it.
Yeah.
I suppose I could generate some complaint that maybe these you know, that DLC should be separated into multiplayer and single player aspects. You know, I don't like playing at multiplayer. I don't want to play at multiplayer. Why has it got to be 1,200 points when, you know, 2/3 of it is multiplayer maps? Why can't I pay 400 points for the single player stuff? You know, things like that. Certainly not getting my ire up about that.
No, yeah.
You know, just while we're inventing reasons to be upset about DLC.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We got two we have to take this hour, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more news, we got the releases of the week, and your calls and comments as well, 334-272-9228. More here on 1170 WACV with Evil Avatar Radio coming up. And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. Normally, we come back with music, but we had a phone call come in during the break, and it's actually... let me get her on before we lose her, because she's calling to us from a cell phone out in hot, fiery California right now. This is on the phone right now. We have Felice Standifer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Hey, she is the she's the U.S. producer here of Eye of Judgment. We were totally expected not to have you tonight. Brian called me, and he said he could not get in touch with you, and because of the fires, are you okay, first? What's going on? You all right?
I am doing fine, yes. I actually left the area earlier today, so I'm doing fine.
Well, are you in some shelter? Have you found some family to hang out with? Or
I went to family.
All right. Well, that's good. Glad to hear that everything's okay, and thank you so much for calling us during this time. We do appreciate it. Oh, goodness. So... it's hard to jump from fires in California to Eye of Judgment here, but
right.
I guess you guys are excited about the game. It's releasing this week, is it not?
Yes, it's scheduled to release on the 23rd.
Okay, well that's good because Amazon sent me an email saying that the publishers had pushed it back and nobody else was informing me of this, but Amazon said so, and even Brian said that no, we're still coming out tomorrow. So
right,
you know.
Yes.
If I see it in a store tomorrow, I'm picking it up. You know.
Definitely pick up a copy. You'll definitely enjoy it.
Well, you know, it's one of those unique games that nobody else is doing right now, that nobody else has done before. So it's very interesting to see how all this is going to work. Are you familiar with how this idea came about? I know that Japan is developing, and you're on the U.S. side of things, but...
Right. Japan wanted to come up with something that definitely showed off the new technology of the PS3. Along with the camera, definitely something that's never been done before with any of our past systems or any other systems, and it definitely brings a whole new realm of gaming to the platform as far as card games. I mean, we've all seen card games, you know, and board games, and, you know, you play them by yourself,
right.
And they've never really come to life, but they've taken advantage of, you know, the actual technology. And now, you know, you take your cards and your actual creatures come to life in 3D and actually battle out for you. It's kind of a card game that you no longer have to imagine that these characters do in the volume.
Oh, I think she kind of cut out there. No, hopefully you can hear. I got to play a little bit of this at PAX, which is actually what kind of sold me on the game. I really, you know, I'm not a customizable card game type player. I've never done, you know, Magic or Wizards or anything like that. I've never
right.
dealt with those before, but when I can have somebody keep the scoring, you know, when I have a computer or whatever to keep everything straight and all I got to do is lay cards down and watch the action unfold on screen and I don't really have to worry about anything else, yeah, it kind of makes it easy for me. So yeah, when I saw this thing at PAX, I decided, yeah, I'm actually going to pick this up. And so went ahead and made the pre-order, and yeah, it's a game I'm going to be getting this week. Come Amazon or whatever the case. So,
I think it's definitely one of those games that, you know, hopefully people never heard of games before, because you're right, with the system and the game, we definitely help you get more of everything that you would normally have to do on your own. So I myself have never really played card games. I've played board games, but not card games, and I truly enjoy this, you know, because you have a computer. It's one of those that anyone can pick up and play, and it has as much depth to it as you, as the user, allows yourself to become engaged. Because there's so many moves, so many different layouts you can do, because you have to build your own deck of cards. You know, it, the game comes with a deck of 30, but once you start to collect all the other cards, you as the user will then start to build and compose your own decks to play against people.
Right. How many cards total are there? I mean, we get 30 in the deck that comes with it, but how many cards total are there?
A total will be 110 that you'll be able to collect through booster packs.
Right. And one of the questions that we had from the forums, because I mentioned that you were going to be on the show tonight, and if anybody couldn't make the live show, that they could ask you questions. We got a bunch here. One of the questions is, how often can we expect new card releases?
Well, the initial game will come with the booster pack, and when you say initial card releases, do you mean the booster packs or more subsequent full decks?
Probably decks. He goes on to say, is there a definitive release schedule, and will new card packs be marked so that people can tell the difference from the old card
pack? Yes, they will. They will have different deck names and et cetera. They'll definitely be marked. We've teamed up with Hasbro, so we definitely have worked with leaders in the industry as far as card gaming.
Right.
So yeah, they'll be marked. You'll definitely know what you're picking up.
There's a lot of people who, when they found out that Wizards was involved, or Wizards of the Coast or whatever, when they were involved in this, it kind of said, okay, well, this isn't being done by, you know, some whatever type. These are people who know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Putting this
it's
sort of thing together.
Definitely not amateur, and definitely with people who know what they're doing, who, you know, the team in Japan and here in the U.S. as well as Europe, we all work very closely with them. A lot of direction comes from them to make sure that we are putting out a card game that's worthy to play.
Now, one of the other questions, if they wanted to know if the booster packs are going to appear in major retail chains, or will they only be available from, like, EB and GameStop?
No, they'll be in our major retail chains where the games are sold as well.
Good job. Let's see. Also, you've obviously played. Do you have any strategies for the game? Do you have any type of, I mean, how do you play?
How do I play?
How do you personally play?
One of the best things you can do is you can watch a computer play against the computer. It definitely can start to teach you some strategies of how the computer plays. Because if you're not familiar, the one thing you need to do is occupy 5 of the 9 spaces on the 9 field mats, and that's how you win. But in doing so, you know, you have to pay attention to where your creatures will attack and counterattack, and whether or not it's a range attack. So there's so much strategy into building your decks, but watching the computer play can definitely teach you some things of how you can start to strategize and put your decks together.
You know, one of the big questions about this game was how online would work. And I know it's been explained elsewhere, but that's can you explain to us how does this work online? How does a game like this work online?
Online works because what we have you do as a user, you have to register your deck online. So once you register your deck, the computer knows that you're only playing with these 30 cards. It will actually pull the card and tell you which cards you should have in your hand. So it's not like once you register, you won't be able to just go and pick up other cards that you didn't register.
Right.
Because the computer knows what 30 cards you've registered. And so that's how the online works as far as keeping people from cheating. And it's a peer-and-peer. You can play ranked matches. And you can play from, you know, with anyone around the world. It's definitely a worldwide release.
No, and that's great. It's seriously, this is one of the first games I'm getting for the PS3. I got MotorStorm and Resistance way back when I picked up my PS3, but I haven't bought a game since. And so this is one of the first games really that I'm picking up this holiday season for the PS3. One of the other questions that a lot of people ask was, what keeps people from, like, making a copy of the card and you know, or printing a card out or whatever, an image off the computer, printing that out and using that. And I know there's some.
We did try to take steps to prevent that, you know, because it's in the coding on the cards of how things are read. So, you know, we tried to take it as much precaution as possible to keep that.
Oops. Yeah, okay. We kind of lost you there towards the end on the cell phone, and I know it's tough while you're out there. We're just going to keep you on a few minutes longer here before we let you go. There's some other questions. Someone else in the thread that we had up wanted to know if there are plans to add any more modes. He says he thinks the game would really benefit from having a quest mode for single player or even a co-op battle, and said, you know, something that you could go around with your deck and accomplish goals with or something like that. Are there any plans to add any more features into this other than simple battle?
There are currently some goals in there from
your phone's really, I don't know if you can even hear me. Yeah, I'm not even sure if you can hear me, but the cell phone's really dying out on you there.
Oh.
Yeah,
and there she goes.
Oh, we lost. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, you know, God bless her for calling in under those circumstances.
Yeah, seriously.
And
yeah.
Still, you know,
I know
just
we
like...
we didn't expect to hear from her.
No, we really didn't. We didn't expect, and I think she's coming off of probably one of the emails. That may be her calling back in. Is it? No, not saying anything. Or the cell phone's probably so bad that she could... Yeah, the cell phone's bad. So, anyway, we want to thank her for calling in. I know it's rough out there. She's trying to move around and get away from the fire and everything else, but yet she still remembers to call in the show. So, thank you so much, Felice Statifer, for calling in tonight and talking about Eye of Judgment. We really do appreciate that, and it was great to hear from her as well. So, I think she's going to continue to try calling back and having a better connection. But I don't know that it'll work. Let's see. You getting anything? Did she change lines or something? She get on a hard line or something? Well, let's go back and just at least thank her. Felice, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, sorry about that. The phone cut out and then it just went completely dead.
I kind of figured that I lost you.
Yeah. So we're just going to wrap it up real quick because I, you know, don't know how much longer we can get you on the phone here until.
Right. And if you want to reschedule, just. Let me know. I'll be more than happy to come back on for.
Anytime you want to is fine with us. We thank you for calling in tonight and giving us your time while you're going through what you're having to go through over there. So I really do appreciate it. What's it looking like? You're gonna be pretty much out of commission for a while?
I would think probably, you know, at least to the middle of the week.
All right. Well, hope everything gets better for you, and I hope there's no damage to anything of any of your possessions or any of your family or anything out there. So hope everything goes okay for you. And, again, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, again, sorry for the quality of that, but you know what?
Yeah, we get done what we can get done.
That's, you know, that's a that was amazing that she called in.
Risking life and limb.
It's like, it doesn't matter. I have an interview, and I'm going to call in. So it was great to hear from her. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more here on 1170 with Evil Avatar Radio. We got releases coming up, what's coming out this week, and more news to talk about as well, and some giveaways. It's all coming up here on Evil Avatar Radio. And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. I got a few more minutes here until we get to the top of the hour and then take our long 6-minute break there. But before we get to that, I wanted to mention that, we got releases. We got a lot of releases that are coming out this week. We'll start with, let's start with tomorrow. We've got Ace Combat 6, Fires of Liberation, coming out tomorrow. A game we're really all excited about that's kind of, I don't know that it's fallen off the radar so much, but that flight stick. Once they added that in there, it's like, well, that's the only way I should play this game, you know.
Well, that was pretty clear after the demo, actually,
because
I didn't like the arcade control scheme. I did like the more simulation style control scheme, but the button mapping was really uncomfortable for, you know, controlling all three axes of motion. I didn't like it, and it was really really clear to me that I had to play it with the stick or not at all,
yeah.
Which kind of puts me out of the running for it right now because I just can't really justify the cost with the stick, and I can't, you know, gamefly the stick.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves me with one alternative.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
To have you buy the stick.
Yeah, and I'm not completely sold on that just yet, but yeah, I put the money down, so it's there, but I don't know yet. I don't know. I have to see. What else comes out tomorrow? We've also got Clive Barker's Jericho for the PC, the PS3, and the 360. Conan.
Nope, I'm not taking the bait.
I've said what I have to say on the matter. It didn't make it into the show. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah. I cut out 10 minutes of that rant. I did. What else do we have? I shouldn't even mention it, but I know it brought up some interesting fun times on the thread about it.
What?
Dancing with the Stars on Wii and PS2. It's almost like that Dirty Dancing. Did you see the Dirty Dancing video?
No.
Oh, Lord. Dirty Dancing the game?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't believe you.
Goodness. Let's see. What else do we have here? We get, I'm trying to go through them real quick. There's so many of them coming out this week. On just tomorrow alone, another Phoenix Wright comes out tomorrow for the DS.
She's excited about that.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Ratchet and Clank Future, Tools of Destruction for the PS3, another PS3 game that I'm picking up. Eye of Judgment, we'll go ahead and call that one coming out tomorrow. Even though Amazon thinks otherwise, but we'll go ahead and say that. Tomb Raider Anniversary coming out tomorrow? That's what this says, 360.
See, that's great. I really want to play it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting because I was never 100% sure whether it was coming out as a retail disc or if it was coming out as a collection of DLC, which is what they were talking about back in the summer. They had mentioned that it was going to come out in segments, you know, as downloadable content for the other Tomb Raider game.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I was okay with that. But if they went and then later they would be releasing it on a disc.
Okay.
You know?
Have they reversed that now and they're going disc and
evidently,
then?
Evidently, if this is at all true, then they've either reversed it or they've completely canned the idea of releasing it in chunks.
Yeah.
For the other Tomb Raider retail release. Either way, it's perfectly fine. I'd like to have it. I'd like to play it.
Also for the Wii this week, we get Zack and Wiki Quest for Barbaros Treasure. That's something you're interested in? It was a, you know.
Nah, not really.
Got a lot of talk about it, and I can't remember.
What else are you going to do on
exactly
the Wii?
Exactly why.
Dirty to do.
Dancing with the Stars on the Wii.
Oh, boy.
On October 25th. On October 25th, we get Painkiller Overdose, which I believe is the sequel to Painkiller, a full sequel to it. So I'm interested in it. I just
it was funny that thread came up when this was released, when the video was released,
yeah,
or the demo or whatever
the demo,
it was.
Yeah.
People talking about the original Painkiller. I didn't realize that the opinions were so varied on it. I liked it an awful lot.
I really liked it. Yeah,
it was really good. It wasn't anything magnificent, but I had a lot of fun playing.
It filled in a gap of something or something. There was like
it has. What is among probably the best final levels of any game I've ever played. It wasn't hard. It was just a boss battle.
Essentially. The style
of
it. Yeah. Just that style of that level is just really.
Well, because you were moving from like, you know, in as much as this is at all possible to dramatize, even in a video game, from like locale to locale within hell throughout this game. That's kind of what it was about. Mm-hmm. The landscape of hell and all these different representations of suffering and conflict and all these other things. And the final level, when you're actually fighting however he was...
The devil,
The devil, basically, whatever name he was wearing in that mm-hmm. particular game. It was just this brilliant, like, you entered the level, and the whole level, like, there was no action. Nothing was moving. But it was a panorama. It was like a sequence of armed conflict. It was like this frozen depiction of armed conflict, only without participants. You could hear people, you could hear the screams and cries of battle and suffering and death and victory and all these other things, but all you could see were the explosions or maybe arrows frozen in their path through the air or something like this. And it would start out in what looked to be an extremely medieval form of combat, you know, and then it would progress through more advanced,
seamlessly faded into
of thing. As you're literally walking through the level, it didn't change. It's just that as you progress through the landscape, walking from area to area, you know, it moved from, you know, sharp sticks to like bows and arrows to swords and shields to, you know, siege devices like trebuchet and catapults and ballistas and stuff like that. And then into like some trench warfare representation thing, like a World War I type of thing, then a World War II type of thing. And you move across this open field and like off frozen in the distance, you see like this, you know, the last tableau is like, you can see a rocket as it's lifting off again, completely frozen in the game engine, a battleship sinking in the distance, and the whole focus, you know, the whole fulcrum of this area was a nuclear detonation,
mid
mushroom cloud,
yeah,
essentially. And it was in this area that you fought the boss finally. It was very, you know, as much as we've belabored the point, it was a very artistic representation. Like, it's hard to get past the idea that somebody had something to say,
mm-hmm,
when they were building this actual level, because there wasn't really anything for you to do. It was really cool. It was.
Yeah, you're basically
cool,
marching towards your goal at the time. You just had to go through all of this to get there. For the Wii Virtual Console today, we got Lunar Pool, Ninja, Jia Jia Marukan, I don't know, Golden
Is
Axe.
That a TurboGrafx game?
That's NES, actually,
really?
From
okay.
Japan. Golden Axe 3 as well. We got that on the Virtual Console. And this Wednesday, we get Battlestar Galactica on Xbox Live Arcade for 800 points. And we get a PSP game called Exit for 800 points as well, or originally released
Sounds
on PSP.
Sounds good. I don't know anything about Exit. Sounds kind of cool from the description.
Nice little puzzle game. It's interesting. Hey, download the demo and check it out.
Yeah, I think I will, actually. I rarely do that, but I think I will.
Well, when we come back, we've got more news for you. We got giveaways for you. We got all sorts of stuff. If you want to call in, you can give us a call, 334-272-9228, or email us, everyone, at evilavatarradio.com. We will be back 6 minutes after the hour here on 1170 WACV with more of Evil Avatar Radio coming up. And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. Odd game, comes with odd music as well, but very catchy nonetheless.
Music was the best part, I thought.
It really was. It really helped you going around rolling up stuff, I guess, and trying to beat the clock on that. But yeah, good stuff there. Anyway, welcome back to our second hour. Got plenty to go into. Dave brought this up in the chat room, and you know, I was talking about what I did over the weekend. I had a little birthday party over the weekend as well, and Zilla Dana made me not just a cake, but the cake. The cake from Portal that is, you know, that's a complete and total lie. It was, and there's pictures of it there's a thread on Evil Avatar that has the pictures of all the different cakes that she's made me over the years for my birthday. Superman cake. A lot of people were very impressed with the 6 feet under cake that she made. Because she actually, there's a casket built inside the, or baked inside the cake. It's very, very interesting, very strange stuff. And then she made me a Guitar Hero cake, and then last year, of course, the cake, you know, the Portal cake.
I got a Stargate cake once.
Yeah.
She made me a Stargate cake.
What else? She did you get a Star Wars cake for you, and a Stargate cake?
Yeah.
What else?
I think that's it.
Oh, okay. Hang on. She obviously let her talk.
I did Doctor Who.
You did?
Yeah. Not a very good one. I was defeated by that one, but I did a Doctor Who one.
Who'd you do that one for?
For James.
I don't remember that one.
It was blue. It was very blue.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember the Stargate cake, though.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you remember the Stargate cake.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah. But yeah, she made me the cake, and I've tried to figure out what she had planned, because obviously Portal just kind of sprung upon us, and it was like a week away from my birthday anyway. And so I know she didn't have that one planned from the get-go, so she obviously had some other idea. But yeah, she did a good job. She found the recipe online and used, you know, the garnish and everything else that you have in there. Couldn't find the sediment-shaped sediment, but but she had it anyway. She had the fishes and everything else that you have to do for those. So I wanted to thank her for that. And you got a lot of people who like your creations there on the thread. So good job. Jeremy brought in a cake, apparently.
Yep.
It's still covered up. I can't see what it is.
Supposedly
yeah,
it's a cake.
I had kind of the same idea. We were sitting around last night. Becky's playing Portal. And I pulled up the ingredients for the cake. And it turns out there's like ingredients on the screen that scroll by too, as well as the ingredients that the orb that you pick up reads off. So I decided to go by the ingredients that the screen read off, with a couple of exceptions, you know, because I didn't want to put any sediment in there.
Care to unwrap it and let us look at it?
And I didn't want to use vanilla frosting. I thought that was clearly the work of a rampant AI. You have to use cream cheese frosting. Everyone knows that. And I'm afraid it may have gotten a little burned, too. I'm not the best cake, you know, maker or anything. But
but you may be.
Here is my cake.
All right. So it's It's not the cake that you see at the end of Portal, I can tell you that. It's got the white frosting.
I went strictly by the ingredients. Who knows what this is actually going
to
taste like.
Yeah, we'll have to take pictures of it before we cut it up. It says the cake is a lie, and then it's got the companion cube in the center, which was really nice. I'm not going to be able to eat that piece. It's got the companion cube.
You already murdered it. You can't eat it, too.
Yeah, I guess so. But thank you so much for that. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Back to the news of the week, though. Getting back into the issues at hand. We got an announcement of Street Fighter 4 coming out that Capcom's working on for, a year or so down the line, I guess you could say. It'll be a while before we get there. Nice to see, though, that they're progressing, hopefully. It's good to add a number rather than just an adjective at the end of the title or whatever the case.
You think that they won't find a way to add an adjective in the next year or so?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Street Fighter 4 Extreme Turbo Hyper Fighting.
Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
And then HD Remix. You didn't even added that in there. So, got that. What else do we have? Luminous Live dropped in their pricing, which was nice, to 800 points for you. And they're also offering a new holiday pack, something to pick up there. Nintendo, at the end of the month, is dropping support for the original NES. Nice to see them stick in this long, I suppose.
I suppose. I had no idea. I just assumed everybody operated like Microsoft, and try to phase out, the last form of whatever, before the body was cold, as it were. But, good on them, I suppose. I'm not quite sure what kind of support it still requires, but whatever.
On Thursday, we got word that the 40-gig PS3 is coming to the States.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah?
Of course it's a big deal.
No, I know it's a big deal. I just threw that out there so that you could expand upon it. Do you wish to
expand? Why don't you expand upon it? You can expand upon it just as much as I can.
I own a PS3. I don't have to worry about a 40-gig coming to the store.
It matters. Price drops, more people buy it, possibly we see more third-party titles or titles in general release for the system. There you go. That's the simple one-line version of what might happen.
Yeah.
Theoretically, hopefully. It's not all that. When was PS3 released?
November 17th, I believe.
Of last year. So, okay, it's been a year. A lot of follies, sometimes enough follies to make it seem like it's been more than a year since the system released. Nobody could possibly cram that many feet into that many mouths in the space of only 1 year. But, there it is. They did. I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
But, it's a year later. I mean, say what you will about the backward compatibility not existing in the 40 gig. The price is now, I suppose, reasonable. It's perfectly competitive with the 360. So that issue, dealt with. Done. Put a big stamp on it.
Man, I do that when I'm doing production downstairs. I get done. I'm like, done!
Done! Yeah. Okay, so whatever it is, whatever's happened before, fine. All we can do is deal with the now and the future. So, price issue dealt with. Get those things into the wild. Let people start purchasing. Let's just, get rid of the 80s or whatever. Just simplify things, which is maybe what's going to happen. Totally great. Hopefully I'll be able to afford one in the not too distant future. Yeah. And it'll correct the imbalance a little bit, and then we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what I got to say on the 40. And so it loses backward compatibility. We were having this discussion earlier.
Yeah.
It loses backward compatibility, but is it honestly a big deal? I would have preferred to own a 60 with the hardware backward compatibility if I had my druthers. But we talk a lot about how many PS2s there are in the market and how well they're still doing. So if you've got that number on the one hand, I don't suppose you have to be too terribly concerned about backward compatibility on the 3. I suppose you've reached a point of market penetration with the actual PS2 that means that you don't have to rely on BC as something to help the sales of the PS3.
Yeah.
That's how it occurs to me. I don't know. I don't think it's that big a deal. Lower price is better.
It's just interesting, though, that it was a software issue, though, wasn't it, with them not including?
What?
Like, the backwards compatibility that they had on the 80 gigs, or that they have on the 80 gigs, that's a software thing, right?
Yes,
it
is.
It's a software thing, but they still had one of the chips. They took out the Emotion Engine, but I think they still had...
Well, that's true, because this 40 gig is backwards compatibility, or it's BC with PS1 games.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
But whatever.
That can be done entirely in software these days, though. It's such an old system.
But not with the PS2 games. I thought the PS right. I thought the PS2 backwards compatibility on the 80 was like totally software, and I thought, well, what's
not
the
totally software?
Yeah, but apparently it's not.
Complete. And it's also not complete.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's like half software.
Yeah, it's
well with that I can understand why they would keep it out of the 40.
Yeah,
but if it was software strictly, I was like, "What's the why? Why keep it out of the 40 then?" You know. But if that, I understand that, if it is not
just
totally
excise it completely,
mm-hmm.
get it out of there, simplify the system, you know, focus it a little more toward what it needs to be. Yeah. And then they got rid of the media card reader, I think, too. Isn't that something else?
Yeah, they got rid of the media card reader. They got rid of a couple of USB ports.
Yeah,
you know.
Go ahead, simplify it, make it cheaper. There you go. You've crossed one of the, you know, points that was so filled with contention
mm-hmm.
about why the system was a failure, and now we'll see what effect it has on the rest.
It was also announced that same day that the Xbox 360 Arcade is official. That's a new SKU there for the Xbox 360 part of things. $279, you get an Xbox 360 without a hard drive. I believe a wired controller comes with it, the headset and everything else, and then you get it's either two or three Xbox Live Arcade games full. And then five demos of Xbox Live Arcade games on a disc. So take that for what you will.
The news was really unclear about that for a while.
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't quite figure out what it meant. And I guess in the same way that the new PS3 release means nothing to you, this new release means of the 360 doesn't really mean anything to me either. I think it's kind of dumb. I always think it's dumb to confuse the situation by adding more systems.
Yeah, well, Agent Fox in the chat room says, how do you guys feel about this? Are you more mad at Microsoft for their treatment of backwards compatibility or Sony's treatment? Which one are we more angry at?
Man, I'm angry at a lot of things all the time.
You are. You are a very angry guy.
Right.
Quote for truth.
I could say this. Microsoft's management of backwards compatibility has really prevented me from simply... I'll be in the game store sometimes and my eyes will sort of fall across the regular Xbox shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I never had an Xbox, so I didn't play anything on that system. Some of the things that were released there also released on maybe the PS2 or the PC, and I might have played them there, but for the most part, I haven't played any Xbox games. So I look at those things and I'll see something and I'm like, man, $10 or like $8 for like, whatever, it doesn't matter. And I'll think, oh, I should buy this.
But I don't know for sure. Until you go home and
check. Until I go home and check it. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. I'm not, no, man, just no. And so I put it down, I walk away, I never buy it.
I do the same thing.
So it doesn't necessarily anger me, but it's had a real effect on whether or not I pick it up. And I kind of think, well, you know, I'll look at the BC list online, which I've done several times, and I'll take that list to the store. You know,
too much trouble.
How provincial. Like, no, dude, I'm not doing that. And I don't do it, and I have yet to buy one.
Yeah. When you're talking about $5 to $10 used games, you're talking about impulse buys. And if you take the impulse out of the equation,
it doesn't exist.
Sale.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You sort of cut the guts right out of the impulse buy when I can't do it automatically. But where, you know, where the 60-gig PS3 is concerned, you know that you had backwards compatibility all the way. Even though the quality of the title as it's played on the PS3 was really in question sometimes,
mm-hmm.
judging by complaints that I had read and seen. So I don't know. It's tough to balance, but I would say that given the number of options, however gross they might be on the PS3, I have a touch more ire toward Microsoft's handling of it.
Excuse me.
Yes, Microsoft wins. They win more of my anger today. I didn't even realize I was angry at him. Thanks, Agent Fox.
Don't ever start that fire. It'll end up like California. He'll spread it. Also, let's see. On Friday, this was something that we found. You know, I should have mentioned this during the releases last week, but it kind of slipped by. Last Friday, we were supposed to get...
What?
Grand Theft Auto 4. You know, that was the original.
That was the 16.
Yeah, and you made a great point in the in writing up the point about the show. We totally forgot that it was coming
out. We really did. And I felt bad because I thought it would have been fun last week to talk about it. But we have plenty else to talk about. Now we can talk about the fact that it should be our conversation right now. It would have been our conversation right now.
Yeah, it really would.
And again, I don't mind. I got some stuff to do now. I got some stuff to do real soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. We've talked about this a lot. But it's also worth pointing out that it was kind of the first of the large games, but not certainly not the last of them, to disappear into that kind of nebulous.
We call it 2008.
Yeah, first, second quarter 2008 thing. It's starting to get a little busy up there in the first half of next year. So you've got a wallet crunch now. We're in the middle of one. God knows if we'll wind up with another one in the first half of next year. That'd be really interesting. That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
Not in the first half of the year. And I think it's probably safe to say that it won't happen, that they'll just slip to next fall.
That's exactly. And if you saw this, I posted today about Army of Two getting delayed. And some of you care, some of you don't. But it got delayed, got pushed into that, again, that fog of first, second quarter 2008.
It really needs it. I'll just say an aside.
Mm-hmm.
Looked good early on, man, but it's
their reason was
really
gameplay issues.
Down.
They wanted to, that's what they said.
It just doesn't look
those
very good.
Issues. However, I made a little footnote at the end of that. It's like, man, if more of these games start slipping to 08, we're looking at a season, or we're looking at a period of time that's just as packed as this holiday season. And someone else made a comment. I don't remember who, and I could go back to that thread and look. But someone else made a comment in there. It says, usually if a game slips past this holiday, it's usually going to slip right on into the next holiday.
That's so sad. How many times have we talked about the fact that it's a waste? There was a reason for the longest time, basically all the way, mid to late 90s, all the way through the cancellation of E3, why it was a wasteland in the first half of the year. You load yourself towards the end of the year at the holiday season because that's when all your sales occurred, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't really want to like stack your deck too heavily in favor of the pre-E3 months. You want to like show your stuff at E3, get mind share, and share the headlines of all the magazines and websites and everything talking about what's coming out of E3. Maybe release your stuff in the summer, I don't know, but it was real easy to go the first 6 months of the year without seeing anything significant. And I get paid in the first half of the year just like I do in the last half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me something that I really want to spend money on that looks really, really fun, I will buy it. I will.
Yeah.
I'm already buying an unconscionably large number of games.
It's actually easier for me to buy games at that part of the year because I've got the money that I've gotten from my Christmas and I'm not spending money
on other people or other things.
I'm ready to spend money on myself. I'm ready to buy some games. And
I don't. We all have got to be missing some really important piece of the puzzle here in not seeing why they won't do that. I don't know. I honestly don't know. If you want to put GTA 4 in the middle of March, who are you up against? What are you up against?
Well, who's not going to buy that game?
It is now the month of,
GTA 4 is not going to sell because it's released in March?
Yeah. Who's not?
I don't know.
I don't care when you release that. Who's not going to buy it?
I understand that.
It's like a Madden game. You can release it any time. People are going to buy it.
Parents buy things for kids at the holidays. And if I could get a really firm understanding of how much money that goes into the video game industry comes strictly from parents buying games for kids, then maybe I could understand it. But
shouldn't be many parents buying GTA 4 for their kids, though.
No, more parents should be buying it for their kids.
No, I just that's one of the things that I do understand. But I also recognize that there's got to be. Of those of us who spend our own money on the games, there have got to be a lot of people who spend far less in the holidays because there's so many different titles released that we can't buy them all.
Yeah.
And we have to spend them on other people. I like to think that if you distribute
the titles more evenly, 6 was coming out in March instead of right now, it might stand a chance of getting picked up.
That's another good point. Yeah. See? I don't know. It's a thing. It comes up every now and then. It's just worth noting that, it would have been here right now.
Yeah. But
instead, we get news of Mass Effect going gold.
Yes.
Which is lovely, seeing as how it's already been reviewed.
Yeah, it's
in a handful of places.
Yeah, they reviewed a obviously a not gold copy of the game or anything like that. They reviewed whatever it was, a review unit basically is what they reviewed. And it had a couple of bugs. Hopefully those have been worked out since then. Things here and there.
Those always get worked out before the end.
Yeah, well, you know.
We'll have to. We got patches now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We got stuff already on the disc that we can charge them for later if we want to do that. Let's go to the phones real quick. We got Santa Bap. He's on the line. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey. Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
How's
it going, man?
It's going pretty good. How about you?
It's going great. I got cake sitting here that's actually I can start to smell now. It smells really good. The frosting, anyway, on
we have
it.
like utensils and stuff downstairs?
We got our hands, man. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
We're going to try to see if it's any good at some point.
We'll try a little bit later on.
Strikes me as a good after show, Kate.
Yeah. I saw you just posted on Evil Avatar that you got yourself a straitjacket with your name embroidered in it.
That was hot swag. I saw that.
That was.
Yeah, I've been committed.
At least you're not banned.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely one of the coolest things I've ever gotten so far.
It's got your name on it, though. I mean, I can understand. Okay, if you had just gotten the straight jacket here's some swag or whatever. But this has your name on the straight jacket.
Yeah, and it's not even like it's an iron-on thing. It's stitched into the jacket. It's pretty freaking cool.
Wow. So are you gonna give that away?
I don't even think they do that for real crazy people.
No, they don't.
No. It just shows you how crazy I am.
Yeah. So did you get a copy of the game, or is it just some promotional stuff?
I think the game comes out next week. They said that we'll probably be getting copies then to check out. So
all right,
I will
cool.
be reviewing that for the site, obviously.
Oh, okay.
See, I wasn't. The funny thing is, I wasn't not a big fan of the first game, so I will not let the straight jacket sway my opinion.
I would. If they want to send one to me, I sure will.
Okay. I'll try playing the game with the straight jacket on, and I'll review it.
Well, if it's for the Wii, I'm sure you can get some hand movements going on there.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Just strap them to your elbows.
Yeah, just go. Goodness. So, hey, thanks for giving us the God of War demo to give away.
Yeah, we got to give that away.
I appreciate it. Do you have a certain way you want to give that away?
No, not really. I don't know. I'm not even by my computer right now because it's too loud in my computer room. So I'm in my spare room, so I can't even see like who's in the chat room to choose from.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can do a real quick chat room roll call right now while you're on the phone because I haven't done one yet. Let's see. In the chat room right now, we've got Rogue Hunter. Also, Zilladana, of course, cake maker extraordinaire. Bullet Food, Mott Wackorb's in there, Blackwing, Violent P69, we've got UW Crash, Hoggy, who can't win, BA Penguin, who can't win, Fishbang, who can't win either, Novikov Fan 87, Agent Fox, Straximus, who can't win, I'm going to mess up his name again, Kilaren, I believe is his name. I'm in there as well, I can win, Klunka, I can't win. Cluck is in there as well. Ghost Bear 1, Mike O'Hara, Wired Insanity, and Dave in the chat room as well. So
I love that. You go through all these like crazy names, and then you got Dave.
And then Dave.
Dave.
So all those
makes
guys are
his name, the crazy name.
Yeah, he's the one that's crazy.
Dave 2001: A Space Odyssey came out on Blu-ray or comes out on Blu-ray tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
So
I picked up Transformers on HD. DVD.
Yeah, snag that as well. We watched that this weekend.
Yeah, so got that in there. I tell you what, you want me to just ask a question? Whoever answers it first in the chat room wins?
That sounds good.
Because I was going to say, and this is going to be very easy, who's basically who's the game designer? Who's the creator of God of War?
There you go.
First person to answer it in the chat room. If you've got a PSP now, you really, because this is the demo for the PSP, this is
exactly
what you need to answer. So who is it? Who created God of War? Who got that whole ball rolling? So post that out there, and we'll get your information over to Nick, and he can send that out to you as well. So anyway, did you have anything else you wanted to chime in about, man?
I don't know. What have you guys been playing? I've been playing a bit of E4. I know you were talking about it earlier, but you didn't really get
I wanted to
it.
Talk about I wanted E4 and Katamari kind of fall into something that I want to talk about, and it's games that can go on forever.
Yeah.
Katamari, once you get to that level, it's the Uranus level. Yeah, it is. That's what they call it. Because you're trying to put the planets back in space and things like that. Once you get in, do we have a winner yet? Is somebody in there? Mike O'Hara, I believe. Did he get it? Well,
Nabokov comes out with Jaffe.
Okay, I'm going to leave this up to you, Nick. Nabokov Fan 87 said Jaffe. Mike O'Hara said David Jaffe. What do you think?
Oh, we can give it to Nabokov Fan.
Okay, Nabokov Fan 87, he wins it. So there you go. So congratulations. We'll get I'll get all the information from him and send it over to you so you can send that out to him. What I wanted to talk about was it's got that level in Katamari where you can go on forever. It does not end. Even once you think you've picked up everything in outer space, you can still continue to go. There is no ending to it. on that particular level. There is an ending to the game, but then they open up this level that you can just keep going with. Every extend, extra, extreme, always, forever, it does the same thing. If you can get a pattern down, seriously, I don't even think you have to get a pattern down. You can keep going on this game. It's just...
Yeah, it's tough to lose. I try, you can keep collecting those like little speed burst things and the things, but I think it eventually just kind of taps out and, you max out the difficulty.
Well, I'm sure, but how long does it take you to do that?
I don't know. But like tonight I was playing probably for an hour, and I think I had the quicken thing up to like 230.
Yeah.
And it didn't really seem like it was speeding up anymore. Now, I don't know if that was because of the natural progression of it. You didn't really realize it was sped up or what, but, I wonder where it actually caps out, because the quicken's really the difficult part of it, the thing's moving faster and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, okay, so fine, it may tap out there, but your score doesn't stop.
No.
You know,
I was looking at the freaking leaderboards, and people have, like 600 trillion.
I was going to say, what comes after a trillion?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody has maxed it yet, and what the... how long it takes to max it.
A gigawatt? I don't know. What comes after? you get into the millions, I think, when you start, and then you get into the billions, and then finally you're hitting trillions, and you can continue to go even further. I have a problem with that. I have a problem because that kind of actually keeps me from playing that game, because I understand what can be done.
There are other modes. There are time modes where you're trying to get the best score possible in a set time period. Shooter mode, too, where it's more like a standard dual-joystick shooter game.
Yeah, that's true. It's also, I understand, that lets you use your own music. I put a couple of my songs in there that I have on my hard drive or whatever. And
yeah, it works really well. I was surprised at how well the explosions get.
How they sync up with the beat and everything. I mean, seriously, you have to, you put in your music, it analyzes the track that you put in there. It's not just a custom soundtrack. It seriously analyzes the music you put in there, finds the beats so that it can time what's going on in the game to the music that you've got playing, which is a really cool feature. But again, that's still on that level, I can continue going forever. And it really turns me off of playing the game, because I thought about this today, and I really wanted to go back into Katamari and play some, and I thought, well, no, it's going to take me forever, and then there's going to be some point at which I want to quit, but I'm not, but I'll always be thinking, well, don't quit now, get that extra 50,000, and then I'll get that, and it's like, well, don't quit now, you're this close to 100,000, so get that, and I don't like being put in that position.
No, you just want to finish up and get some cake.
Yeah, I really don't like being put in that position, and so it's kind of, I bought the game before realizing this, and then once I really stumbled upon that, I thought, well, I don't know that I don't want to invest the time into it.
Now you realize the cake is a lie, and,
there is no end game. It just continues to go. I don't know. I'll show it off to friends and stuff, but I really don't think I'll invest any serious time into it anymore after that.
I guess that's kind of almost what the achievements are for, though. They kind of give
true.
You guidance of something to do with the endless.
Thank God for those. Because if I didn't have those, obviously I wouldn't have anything to jump in the game for. But
I got the 15 trillion point one tonight. I think I tapped out about 18 trillion, and then it was time for dinner.
I didn't know there was a 15 trillion point. I got to 10 the other night by playing an hour and 30 minutes. And apparently I was that far away from a 15 trillion achievement point score. Well, wonderful, but oh well. So yeah, there's that. That's
the
my complaint.
I think the real beauty of it is really the chain thing. Like I've yet to get the 2,000 chain achievement. I don't know if you.
I got that on my own song. Well, I didn't get the achievement, but I was able to get up to 2,000 chains on my own song. But when I played the actual game, no luck there. So, but anyway, I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you doing the giveaway. Thanks so much, and You got a straight jacket, which was kind of cool. So, good stuff there. And you get all the cool swag, man. You get to go to Seattle and play in Bungie Studios. You get a straight jacket from Rockstar for Manhunt. I don't know if Call of Duty 4 sends you anything. I'll probably be very upset.
It was meant for us, just so you know.
Yeah, it was. It was. They were trying to send it to us.
They got confused.
So.
Even if it's like, you know, even if they like enlist me in the army, that's like the swag. Like, here you go, you're getting shipped to Iraq.
Thanks for playing our game. be careful. The difficulty on this one's very hard.
Yeah. One life.
One hit kills, man. That's all it takes. All right. Appreciate you calling in, and we will talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye, man.
Later.
All right. So, you know, interesting swag there. Oh, Mike's on the phone. Let's real quick, Mike. We got to take a break, and then there's
Mike's
something.
Mike's grumpy, probably.
I don't know what Mike. What line is he on to? Oh, there we go. Hey, Mike, you there?
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave.
I guess you can't. Hey, just real quick, because the last time we...
I just wanted to drop my thoughts on the Katamari downloadable content.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you get the game?
I think, personally, it's keys, and apparently that's been confirmed.
Okay.
Right.
Because it was listed in Asia and Japan.
Right, okay. And we know it's gonna make its way over here. I'm quite sure it'll make its way over here.
No. We can only hope that Namco Bandai doesn't F things up enough with Soul Calibur 4, because if you put downloadable content in that and charge too much for it, people are going to riot. It's as simple as that.
I forget there's a bigger fan base for something like that.
Yeah, there really, really is. That's a good point. If this is a test bed for what they're going to do in some other title later on, let's just hope that's not the case.
That's an interesting point, because maybe you can unlock extra characters by buying... Boy, that would be...
See, it's stinky.
That'd be a bad thing for them to do.
It just smells bad. I don't like it.
You start thinking of ways that they can really do this to you.
And they've been thinking about it a lot longer.
Apparently so.
And thinking of ways to charge you for money is what they do.
Yeah.
So, don't like it.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in with that.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. I had to go real quick because we got to take a break here. And when we come back, there's something we really want to talk about. And I guess, or did we want to save this for later?
Whatever.
Yeah, all right. We'll figure it out.
I'm not even paying attention.
What are you playing, Warcraft over there?
Yeah.
You are! You're playing Warcraft! Four wheels of pew. Fine. All right, we got more coming up here at 1170 WACV with Evil Avatar Radio coming up. And welcome back here to 1170 WACV and Evil Avatar Radio. Jumping back into the news of the week, let's start with some stuff that we got today, actually. Today, let's see, we get a Guitar Hero 3 demo on Live Tomorrow. It was announced.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I should come over to your place tomorrow when that happens, and we should look at that.
Okay.
I want to see that, because... I haven't played 2 very much at all, but I know you're going to get that. So I should come over and check that out, and then you can show me Katamari and why I should care, if I should.
I'm not saying you should care. I'm saying that, you know, once you get, depending on the, and I think you'd probably be on the same mindset as I am. I've done it once. I don't need extra content unless,
I just want to see it.
You know, you're making something bigger. So we'll definitely check that out. Also, well, we mentioned that Mass Effect was gold. They delayed Army of Two. Supreme Commander coming to consoles, that's a possibility. Yeah, nice little question mark there. It's something that could happen. Also, let's see, over the weekend, jumping back, there was a story that came out that Sony was pleading with third-party developers to not leave them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's...
Pleading with third-party developers. Not
yeah.
That sounds a little sensationalist to me. Not that
possibly.
It is on a basis in truth, but...
I mean, I'm sure they're probably saying, hey, don't go, and they're probably giving them some incentive to stick around, I'm sure. I don't know that they're actually pleading, but, you know, it made it sound like that the third-party developers were just ready to jump off the ship, like just ready to go and get off that thing. So I don't know if it's that bad, but who knows?
You're a third-party developer, and you want to make games theoretically for as many different consoles as you can. To get, you know, the maximum exposure for your
mm-hmm.
game.
Yeah.
That's understandable, but at the same time, if one of those avenues of distribution becomes extremely unmanageable, which is, you know, what we've heard anecdotally time after time about developing on the PS3, and then you consider, you know, on top of just the actual expense of developing for that particular system, you also think about the fact that maybe there aren't enough of those systems in the market. Mm-hmm. It might be easier to simply focus on something smaller and just, you know, maybe you want to make some games just for the Wii and you want to do weird little stuff like that. Or maybe, you know, seeing the avalanche of high-quality titles on the 360, you can say, hey, you know, we can just go over there, make stuff there. It's very simple. We don't have to worry about incurring all the costs trying to figure out how to develop on the PS3 and help them overcome the problems that are pretty much theirs and theirs alone.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the case. Maybe that's something that you would do as a third party. I mean, I suppose each one has to make the decision in their own time.
Yeah.
But it would be understandable. I just, you know, I don't know. Maybe I can see pleading. Maybe not. Just seems, like I said, I don't want to believe it.
It could be one developer that's maybe saying that they want to go and not multiple, you know, multiple third-party developers trying to leave. I've heard complaints on both ends, you know, people saying, well, we have a tough time developing for the PS3. I've heard it just as much. We've had a tough time developing on the 360.
Yeah, you know? I don't trust either one of those statements, frankly.
I've heard other people saying, I'd love to develop on the 360.
Yeah,
it's so much easier, or, you know, whatever the case.
There's an awful lot of...
It goes back and forth.
It's a very politic time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, any dude who writes a line of code has a blog somewhere, or if he wants it, he's got an output to the media. You know, he's... Anybody, it seems like everybody has something to say this generation. There are more armchair analysts in the enthusiast community, you know, a la the four of us in this room, than I've ever seen before. Everybody has an opinion about every aspect of gaming, not just, holy cow, that game was great. No, you're dumb, that game was crap. You know, it's become very, it's almost like that question is far less important than, you know, what, how many units, whatever, sold, and, like, you know, what every member of this development team is getting paid or something. I don't know. It's just the minutia, the detail of the statistics seems more important sometimes, so everybody's paying attention to it. And therefore, it seems like every official statement by anybody who could be connected with one of the major players has become very politic. I just, yeah. I can smell the lies a lot of times. And that's fine. I know that that's, you know, sure, it's what you're told to do. They put, you know, food on your table, I guess. So if you don't want to be a whistleblower, if you don't want to just clear the air because you get in trouble for it, that's fine. But I don't have a lot of trust for what's said in regard to those kind of topics nowadays. It seems to be a lot of trouble there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. What else do we have? We've got, they announced the turnout for the E for All Expo. That was held last week.
Yep.
And the turnout was 18,000 turned out for it. Which is comparatively small when you look at shows like PAX and E3 and that sort of thing. However, for an inaugural event, I'd ask you to go back to PAX's first showing, and I don't know how many people showed up for that, but I think it was kind of close to that number, about 18,000 people showing up for it. So I wouldn't say it was a bad thing. However, they've moved their date to August. In fact, I think they've moved their date to the same time as PAX next year.
Hmm.
So they're going to go head-to-head.
That was really smart.
That'll be very amusing.
You know, you've lost, E for All.
It'll be easier to count the number of people there.
It will. I just don't think it's going to happen for them. PAX owns August.
How many hands will they need to count the people at E for All?
Both of them.
Maybe just the one. I don't know. Probably, you know, are we counting staff then, maybe? I don't know. We had that many people staff attended. But, yeah, I just, you know, you just don't go up against those guys. And I don't know, you know. I'm all about them having this. It's fine. They want to do that. I love the fact that somebody else is going to, you know, the more gaming expos that are out there, that's great. Love that. The more chances people get to go to these things. If they can't make PAX, well, then they can be satisfied if they want to go to one of the other ones if they can't do it. Some people just can't make it to those things. So I like them being out there, but if you're going to try and go up against some competition such as PAX that it is, you just don't do that. It's just not going to happen. I don't know who decided to do something like
that. Not if you're all-inclusive. You know, you don't want to be something that's trying to reach out to the enthusiast community, you know, right at the same time as PAX. What they do, man. They've been doing it for a while. That's just all there is to it. I think it's great. Do your thing. Try March. You want to try something different? Try March. you know, put your spotlight in a completely different position.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just try to be what everyone else is doing, which I think is sort of the sense that came out of all the coverage of it. It was like, eh, you sort of get what you're doing, but that's because I've seen it before.
Yeah.
If you want to do something completely different, you want to give someone an opportunity to have something to say, do it at a time when no one else is, maybe. I don't know. That's just my thought. I don't exactly have any research to back that up or anything. That's just what I would do.
No, well, I agree. That's what
I'm
saying.
It's a gap in the wall, man. That's all I'm saying. Or first half of the year is a gap in the wall. Somebody needs to be running for it.
You've got E3 at like mid to late July, and then you've got PAX at the end of August. Obviously, E3 is a little bit exclusive. Some people can't go to that. But still, I mean, it's gaming then, and then, you know, don't put it in the same month. That's it. Shoot for May, shoot for March, shoot for April. Give us something then. Don't you know? There's more chance for people showing up then to see some stuff than it is if you put yourself in August or even after August, even in September after that. So, you know, you got to give people time to recover their income to make it back out there, especially for people on the East Coast.
Yeah,
where nothing.
Nothing out here. I've spent enough time already. I'm not even kidding you. Waiting for stuff to happen on the East Coast. Forget it. I give up. I'm just moving out there.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna move out there. I'm tired. It used to be great every other year when E3 was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and an awful lot of fun there. And for my money, it was a better show. I don't, you know, entirely. I'm kind of prejudicial toward that because it was just fun to get in a carload of guys and go up there and see what we wanted to see instead of having to make a big giant whatever about it, you know, a giant expensive, you know, uncomfortable whatever when you consider plane rides and hotel rooms and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was quite an expensive trip.
That's fine. You know what? That's fine. Do all your stuff on the West Coast in summer. That's real good. Nobody will ever think to outflank you on that one.
There you go. How about E for All doing it? You know, fine. Have it. What if they had it in August?
How about E for East Coast?
Yeah. Exactly. But if they did it in August, what if they did it in August and it was on the East Coast? You know, I don't. That wouldn't sway me from going to PAX. I'd still go to PAX, but I think I'd be able to check out your show.
That's too late.
Yeah. Well, no.
It's by this August, I plan to be on the West Coast. I'm tired of waiting.
Watch everything move to the East Coast. When he moves to the West Coast, everything will start moving
to
the East
Coast. Yeah, I won't throw a fit about that or anything.
Anyway, we're kind of coming to the end of the show here. A couple of things I wanted to mention is that Major Nelson, you made me something. What is this?
I don't know.
Well, I'll have to take a picture of it and put it, because now I've mentioned it, so it needs to be... I don't know if it needs to be shown off or not. He made me something. I don't know what that is.
I don't either, man.
Out of the tinfoil and toothpicks that he had
for
the cake.
It's a bug. I mean, it's some kind of bug. It's a quadrupedal bug.
Yeah, with a tail.
Which is frightening.
It's a pinata. Break it open.
Somebody needs to put it in a game so I can shoot it.
Exactly.
It's like a thing from Spore.
Yeah, I made one of those guys.
There you go.
Good job. You're ahead of the curve, aren't you?
But I was going to say, Major Nelson on his podcast this week had Jonathan Colton. And I just want to say in pure... You know, gaming thread form first.
Yep.
First we made it. So just wanted to mention that real quick on that one.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's got Jonathan Colton on there from Portal. He mentions many times when he talks about the interviews, like, you may not know who he is, but you do, and you'll find out. You may not know how he's involved with Portal, but you do, and you'll find out. But yeah, beat you to it. Not that it's a race or a competition.
But we beat you.
But we're there.
It is if we win.
If we win, yeah.
If we're in first, you better believe it's a competition.
Hey, you got that? You got that Major Nelson soundbite?
I do. Where is it at here? Hang on. I have to find it. Eve, there it is, right here.
Man, that's good radio.
Yeah, it is. Just
listening
telling you where
you,
things
you
are.
Listening to you look for a sound file. That's good stuff.
Hey, Slayer here, Xbox Live is Major Nelson, and you are listening to Evil Avatar Radio.
Thanks, Major.
First to have Jonathan Colton on their podcast.
That's great. I should send that off to him and have him write and send that back. These guys beat me to it. And that's who you're listening to. Oh, goodness. What are we going to play? What are we going to play this weekend? Anything? You're going to try out Exit, I guess?
Yeah, I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see if I can convince Dana to buy Puzzle Quest as well.
She got me some points for my birthday, so yeah. That was nice of her. She's almost.
What else are we going to do?
That's
points.
That's
man.
Great.
That's what we get.
Points.
That ain't the only thing, though.
Yeah, she got me.
See? You didn't think I was going to. You didn't think I was going to use this bit of leverage on you, but
when she got me $25 more towards my Ace Combat 6 purchase.
That sounds like a flight stick to me.
When I read the receipt, I was like, I said, "Didn't James put you up to this?" She's like, "No, I just walked in there and I asked the guy what he had reserved, and he said that you had this one and it was going to cost a lot of money to get, and so I put money on that one."
Yep.
So.
She and I dance to the same tune. We really do. We might not know it consciously all the time, but there you go. I'm just saying, $25 more sounds like you can eat the cost of that flight stick version.
So anyway, yeah. So group. You get what?
I don't know, man.
Oh, you're talking about Warcraft, aren't you?
No, I just tabbed. I'm not playing it. I just tabbed over, and some dude invited me to his group.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, I don't know you. This game's 3 years old now. Don't you realize you don't do that?
Anyway, that's gonna be pretty much wrapping it up for us. Like I said, we're gonna play. Yeah, well,
did anything else happen?
Well, there's something else that happened. Look, fine,
There's plenty. Yeah, I know.
If I mention it here, you've got 3 minutes to talk about it. Do you really want that long?
No.
Of course you don't. So I'm not gonna bring it up until later. By the way,
I need to swear about it too.
If you didn't catch the podcast of last week's show. There's a little something at the end of it. You may want to go check it out.
No, it's not that. Okay. A little something extra.
Yeah.
Not what you said.
Something.
No. We're not doing that at all.
Yeah, there's some extra.
No yada 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 at the end of the podcast.
There's some extra stuff on the end of the podcast that you can find, but only on the podcast. You can't really hear it anywhere else, so...
We talked about releasing it separately, though, right? Because we got a lot of people here that join us for the live broadcast don't necessarily want to wade through the entire two-hour repeat.
It's possible.
Just to get to the chewy center of the post-show.
How many licks does it take?
To get to the end of a podcast?
To get through an Evil Avatar Radio podcast.
Depends on how angry I am.
That is quite true. Nobody's heard. There are very few people who have heard that very first...
Yeah, it's really a good thing, man. I was really upset that night. We tried it as an experiment one night, and I was already upset, and it was the time that we were talking about how many controllers I've destroyed while I'm upset, and that just sort of, like, there was a lot of sense memory there, and I kind of reached back and, like, visited previous, like, checkpoints of anger in my past.
You keep checkpoints up.
Yeah, well, evidently... Marked by the corpses of various controllers, apparently. So, I sort of reached back.
Shells of the vanquished.
You restored to said checkpoints?
Yes, I did. But I remembered my anger about the Conan demo. And my righteous indignation at not having Robert Howard's vision completely explored.
Well, there was that.
I was really upset about it. Yeah, that was one thing.
Then we talked about...
Yeah, I got real upset about G4. As well.
G4 and how, the writing in Halo he was upset with.
Arbiter's still my boy, though.
Yeah,
I still love the Arbiter.
Thanks, by the way. There was, I got a lot of birthday wishes. I want to thank everybody who sent those. Thanks, by the way, you've talked to him more than I have, but I don't remember exactly what his name was.
Oh, see, I don't have his name pulled up. You shouldn't have put me on the spot like that. Hi. Really, really cool guy, though, that's offered Arbiter action clicks.
Yeah,
he heard my plaintive cry. For an Arbiter Action Clicks.
Isn't it great? We do a show and we get free stuff out of it.
That's really awesome. All I have to do is get, tunnel vision level of angry.
Exactly.
And then force you to buy about 50 different booster packs. Yeah. Let me open them so I can find them. Yeah.
Close to, almost had an aneurysm. It was just that upset that day. Yeah. Vein popping out of the forehead was very apparent there as well. But yeah, so a few people have heard that. I guess we mentioned it. Maybe we ought to release it, but probably not.
No. No, it's not a good idea.
I left it up to you because you were the most prominent on there. I just kind of left that up to you if you wanted it to be released.
It was an experiment, and
it was
passed muster for the most part, so I try to rein things in a little bit.
But from now on, you will hear the stuff that happens after the show. Some interesting takes on interesting things. You get to kind of hear us in our natural habitats.
A little closer, too. Yeah,
very
only
close.
Sober.
Yeah, there's that, too. For you, anyway. I don't have a problem with it. So
it helps.
Yeah. That's gonna it's gonna wrap it up here for us.
We're gonna wrap it up.
We got a couple
minutes. Okay.
I can just sit here.
I know.
Not say anything at all.
Thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank Felice Stedifer, I believe was her name, for calling in tonight, even though it was hot out there in California for doing so. Really meant a lot to us, actually, that you called in. So thank you so much for that. Anyway, we'll see you next week. We got some interesting stuff to talk about next week. The Sim Exchange. I'll mention that, and we'll talk about it next week on Evil Avatar Radio.
Bye.
And we're on.
All right.
Give me this chocolate cake.
GLaDOS is great. Give us portal cake.
All right, we should probably wait till I'll try this at the same time, because if it's really bad, then a simultaneous nasty reaction would be really bad.
Yeah, well, screw that. He's jumping right in.
Too late.
Everybody's jumping in, huh?
Yep.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Let's see.
Okay, we really need to clean that mess up that we just made. I don't want to walk it in the next morning.
Why is there cake all over the desk in the BAM office?
Hey, well, damn it should happen. There was, like, fucking grease smears all over my station today upstairs. Somebody was eating something really... I'm not even kidding. It was really nasty.
What's in this? You've seen the ingredient list, right?
What's those things.
I wasn't brave enough to go the authentic route.
What's authentic, bro?
What Jeremy did.
I'm tasting something I don't like.
Coconut.
That's what I'm tasting.
It ain't Alfredo, man.
Coconut's in the frosting.
It's always the frosting. It was coconut in the frosting right there because it was.
I did go for that often.
Yeah. What is it? German something. German chocolate frosting or
German
something?
German chocolate, maybe? That's the word you're looking for?
I don't know. Yeah.
Coconut frosting. One... That's what it says.
What are you doing?
I hate coconut.
God damn, maybe if you paid attention to
the... You couldn't have a portal cake without it.
If you'd paid attention to the fucking game, you'd known that you were going to eat coconut.
I hate coconut. Do not want.
Very dry.
Yeah. It's dry, that's not...
Glad you said it first. It's
supposed to be moist.
Yeah, delicious.
It loses my vote on both, but, you know, only because I don't like coconut.
Because frosting. Only because you're an elitist cake prick.
Yeah, well.
That's your problem.
That'd be one.
Now I need something.
Holy crap, now I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
So for the record, next year, if you want Scott to like your game, don't put coconut in the cake.
No, I love the game, but I didn't have to eat the cake. Because I die at the end. Spoiler. Well, I guess I don't know. I'm laying on the ground outside of the facility. Put it that way.
Maybe you haven't gotten up yet.
GLaDOS sure thinks you're gonna die.
Yep.
Oh man.
I mean, GLaDOS thinks a lot of things.
Yeah, she thinks this is great cake. I mean, it's not bad, but
no, it's not bad, but it's not moist.
It's not moist. But that's more my fault, I think, than GLaDOS.
Put some water on it for you.
I couldn't find any little fish decoration things to put on it.
Yeah. I didn't try very hard.
Well, I didn't have any at Winn-Dixie.
Fish. Swedish fish. Goldfish crackers.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to put goldfish crackers.
I totally did.
Did you?
Yes. That's sweet cool. And savory. It's a new, you know.
Okay.
Like a moron, I eat one of the goldfish crackers with icing on it, and it tasted awful. It was horrible.
Tasted awful?
Awful.
Awful. Man, I gotta get something to
drink. Orally so awful.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, go eat some drink stuff.
You didn't drink, Dana?
Yeah. Sure.
I can have some beverage?
You can have some beverage.
I can have some beverage now?
He'll hear it later, but I hate that cake.
I
love the thought behind it.
Well, I mean, it's a little dry, but, like, I have this real problem where I like really, really great food. But I probably have the least sophisticated palate known to man. So, like, I can watch me some Iron Chef and want to get all over the stuff they're making. And also, I can, like, get just as excited over some Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I totally have a trailer park palate, even though...
I'm right there with you.
With food. Like, it's not like that with, it's not like that with alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a total booze snob. Cheap booze really, really pisses me off.
That hits the spot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, man. I think my mouth was actually sore. Needing liquid refreshment.
It is hot in this room. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You'll be, like, freezing cold in, like, 10 minutes or something.
I don't know, man. Maybe that's because we came out of a really cold studio, but...
Yeah.
So.
It's all those hot country hits.
Oh!
For those who don't know, we're in a country studio now. We're in a talk studio when you hear us, but now we're in a country studio.
Oh, well, there's Young Indiana Jones.
Look at that. It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
20 hours of special features.
I could have sworn it was called The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. But apparently it's The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones, Volume 1, 2, 3, you know, that sort of thing. But I
don't know. I didn't pay attention to it. I saw you guys talking about it on the forum, but I didn't pay attention. Let me have a sip of your Fanta.
Wanna Fanta? Don't you wanna?
That's gonna taste really good. Regardless.
I remember one of the big parties in City of Heroes in Atlas Park.
The Fantanas.
The Fantanas on top of the globe.
I forgot about that.
They had all sorts of characters in there.
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of people cloning who the hell ever.
It was really awesome how they did that, and then we'd just all get together in Atlas Park and dance.
Yeah.
Because that's what amounted to content in that game. Look at my cool new character. Click my bio.
Do it the monkey dance.
It's a great backstory. Yeah, monkey dance was funny.
The Mr. Smiths.
It was a lot of fun. It's just all you ever did was you went to Atlas Park and danced.
The Quantum Leap ones.
Weren't there Quantum Leap? Oh my God, the flags are made of actual cloth.
Or was that
the windmill? Let's dance. Anything and everything they did during the content patch was celebrated by standing in Atlas Park and dancing.
And the first big expansion pack, what'd they give us?
The dance club.
A place to go dance.
That was funny. But they totally missed the mark on that, because after like 2 weeks, nobody danced there anymore.
Yeah.
You just would use it to cut through from zone to zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You still just went back to Atlas Park and danced.
Yeah.
That was it.
What a weird game that was.
Yeah, and they're still doing content for it, you know? They're up to chapter 11 now.
I gotta say... One of the things they do really, really well with that stuff, I mean, since I'm still kind of plugged into that scene, not City of Heroes, but MMOs, and how...
Consistency of the...
How free content, like, increases... How it changes the landscape of the game over time. World of Warcraft, because it's such an item-based thing, because there's an economy, because you need gear and all these other things, they change it by releasing dungeons and more gear and more PvP. And I sort of miss the way City of Heroes would handle it, which is just to add more area. You know, the game didn't have... There were no boundaries to the world. They could just kind of add another zone, you know, inside of four walls, essentially, and add more story and do things like that. So it had its issues, but it's fun to see new areas.
No, they were very consistent. They were very consistent in their constantly.
Yeah, it was really good. Things. And I liked it for that reason, because I always conform to the explorer archetype in any of those psychological evaluations of RPG players. I'm always the explorer. So, you know, more landmass for me to walk over is pretty cool. It's always cool.
Whatever. Especially if you give us some history behind that.
Yeah.
That was always interesting.
I mean, Warcraft's really good at it, too. They're really, really good at it. At creating the sense of place, you know, the world part of the World of Warcraft, they're exceptionally good at it.
Played a little bit of it, obviously, as you know. Didn't play too much, but...
Yeah, I knew you were not long for that game when I caught you in that, in Elwynn Forest.
Yeah, I kind of just stumbled upon this, weren't we?
Yeah, you were smacking a kobold with your staff because You ran out of fireballs?
I remember, man. I don't remember. I remember just being like, wait a second. Oh, it's you.
Yeah. I was like, well, yeah, I guess Scott's not going to play this.
No, he's not.
That's what he told me. He was like, oh, I'm out of fireballs. But he had like accidentally dragged the hotkey off of his bar.
Stupid Scott. Jeez.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, it was not my type. Just not my thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
you didn't really need it anyway. You spent too much damn time playing.
You know, I said, you know, going back to like PC gaming and that sort of thing. Like, I really want to play Painkiller, the new one, the sequel. I really want to play that. I want to play Sam and Max on the PC.
It took me a while to remember the original Painkiller. When you start describing it, there. I remember,
oh yeah.
Yeah, I did.
You should
play a little bit of that.
If you're never going to go back to it, you should hit up YouTube and see if you can find somebody playing through that last level just to get a.
It was
kind of.
It was cool, man. The game was fun.
I might actually like.
It was fun. It was.
I've got it if you want to borrow it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was just. It was a lot like Serious Sam. You know, mm-hmm. You just run around. You blow shit up for a while. It was. I had no problems with it whatsoever. I knew exactly what it was. I didn't feel like I was ever being fooled into playing something different. There was, you know, there was no bait and switch.
Gotcha.
It was.
There wasn't even a gimmick. There wasn't like, you know, there wasn't bullet time or there wasn't any type of gimmick to that, was there? It was just a plain up shooter.
There was a little bit with the tarot cards that you could get that would enable certain powers.
Well,
and stuff,
there was that when you killed a certain amount, you the screen would go red and you could like bust through there and do a bunch of different.
Yeah,
you know.
But it was more like, you know, it was a little bit of flavor.
Yeah,
it was a spice to the gameplay. It wasn't core to it at all. Basically, you just fucking killed shit, and it had two really great shooter weapons.
The spike gun or whatever it was.
The stake gun.
That was nice.
Oh, it's just good stuff, man. It doesn't get old pinning undead shit to the wall with a wooden stake.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It was, you know, nowadays you see it all over the place that, you know, you have those in there and you can do that with, or the ragdoll physics and everything else. This was kind of.
It was pretty fresh at the time.
Yeah,
that's true.
It was.
It wasn't an old concept. And then there was the painkiller itself, the titular weapon. The thing with the. It would, like. You could, like, the primary fire was just to, like, hold it out, and the blades would spin around.
The blades, yeah.
Like you were twirling an umbrella in front of you.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, like, the alt fire, it would, like, shoot that thing out, and then, like, come zipping back to you, and it would, you know, mutilate the shit out of anything in the pack. It was fun. It was a good game.
It's like having a giant garbage disposal on the end of your gun that could just spin around and just...
That was pretty cool.
It's good stuff. But, yeah, I kind of want to try out the demo on that. You know, I kind of want to get back into some PC stuff, and...
I got no problem with PC gaming.
No, I don't.
It's just not. There's some life left in it, but it's not. It isn't what it was. There's just not as much activity on the PC as there used to be.
Well, before we jump into that topic, which I know we're headed to,
I don't want to go too deep into that because it's not like it's tough. It just. There's just so much more going on the console right now.
Yeah.
So much more that I definitely want to be a part of.
Well, I had said that I was going to try out the Call of Duty demo, the single player demo on the PC. I didn't end up doing that. What I ended up doing was going to YouTube and finding videos of the level and watching that rather than playing it on the PC. Rather than going and downloading it, I just went and I watched that just to see what was in there, just to see what it looked like. And even though you can't really get a basis, but I just wanted to see. I'd heard a lot of people saying, oh man, I can't tell. There's a lot of friendly fire going on because I can't tell the difference between the friendlies and the enemies in there and that sort of thing. I watched these videos, nobody else had problems. Some people were saying, oh, the single player is a little bit too jumbled for me. I'm not sure if I'm going to like that part of it. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to every aspect about Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, me too.
So.
I totally buy that they've got a winner on their hands, and I'm rarely willing to do that without some kind of proof, but just, I don't know, it feels really good.
Yeah.
So. I'm surprised at how sold I am on the concept. Goddamn mic, fuck that mic. Get the thing away from me.
Pulls it down and it goes back.
No, I'm really happy with what I've seen. Yeah. I don't need to be convinced any further.
I don't either.
I just want it.
I'm good. I'm good with it.
Yay, Fanta.
Yeah. Where'd my water go? drink at all. Oh, goodness. All right.
Blarg.
Really?
Honk.
Is that all you have to say?
Honk, honk, blarg.
I appreciate the cake, even though I didn't eat much of it. I do appreciate it.
I ate a full slice.
Same here.
I don't know if that...
Well, you ate a full slice.
I don't know why.
You should, I should have the achievement sound effect somewhere. You ate a full slice of cake without drinking anything. You know? Because I'm telling you, it's not moist cake. No. He took the whole thing before he...
It's actually a cracker.
Cracker cake.
Man.
What are you looking at?
I don't know. I was feeling bad for Army of Two. I was looking at the news thing again. You don't need to look at this. You wrote it. Don't.
But why are you feeling bad about it? I thought you didn't.
You have no idea how much I was looking forward to that early on. Even before bought my 360.
I thought you were sad about it being delayed. You're actually just sad about.
Well, no, I'm just sad about. I just when I finally started seeing video of it, I just didn't like it. It just looked really sloppy, really kind of intangible. In a certain way. It didn't look like... Man, it just didn't look like it was any fun to do what they were doing, you know?
I still haven't watched a gameplay video of that thing.
You need to.
Yeah, I still haven't watched any.
Just to see what's going on. Maybe let it cook a little bit longer. You know, it worked out so well for... What's the other one? Time Shift?
Well, you know, I gotta hand it to him. I played that PC demo, God, I don't know how long ago that was, but I played it, and it was crap. Then I played the 360 demo, and while, you know, it's not, put it this way, it's just not as bad as it was. I think there's still something lacking there. I think they're still trying to find.
Well, if you really like things that aren't as bad as they were, you know, then I guess that's the game for you.
No, but I'm just saying it's not as bad as it was.
And I don't mean you, I mean.
Yeah.
It needs to be not bad at all.
Agreed.
So there you go.
I'm just saying, though, even with that length of delay, maybe they should have nailed it. However, they got a few things better than what they did before.
Joystick tonight, this was during the show, actually, I think, or just before it, they posted a hands-on of Army of Two.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They said that they did this, like, just, you know, just right before the announcement to push it back.
Hmm. Their thoughts?
They were, didn't seem really happy, you know? They were describing a lot of the issues that they had in it. And if you're really playing, I don't know, it was a lot of, this was really screwed up, but then we sort of figured out how to do it, and then it got a little better. Because that was sort of their description of a lot of what was going on. So... Not exactly the kind of thing you'd hear after someone spent maybe 2 hours with the Call of Duty 4 beta.
Yeah.
So.
Mm.
Yeah.
I still miss it.
Sixth, right?
God, I can't. Yes.
Okay.
Which is closer than we think. It's the week after next.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Coming.
It's the week after next.
Okay.
Next week is Halloween. Week after, November 6th.
What the fuck is the date? What is today?
Today's the 22nd.
Next Monday is the 29th, and so the 1st is on Thursday of next week.
Okay.
6th is on Tuesday. It's a week from Tuesday. Jesus Christ. A week from next Tuesday. Put it that way.
It's 2 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
That's a bunch of shit, man. I just didn't realize.
I'm not complaining.
I just didn't realize.
It just crept up a little bit quicker than I thought, actually. Now that I'm realizing it, holy shit, it's 2 weeks away.
October's moving by really quickly.
October is done. It's my birthday, and that's it.
This other thing that Joystick posted, again, this is toward the end of the show.
You'll have to tell me.
The rumor going around of BioWare's mystery MMO, the one we talked about several times.
Yeah, you know, I was
going to
bring that up, but when I read the rumor, I was like, well, it's still...
It's insubstantial, but we've actually discussed this before, because it was the first question on everybody's minds when they realized that BioWare was making an MMO.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Star Wars has already been...
MMO.
Yeah. And here's BioWare doing it, and they had a really great, you know, piece of the Star Wars pie, so why not? I don't...
What's the matter of if they
depending on how the licensing is with making a Star Wars MMO.
Specifically, the rumor is that it is
KOTOR, right?
Yeah, that era of time, which I suppose is a lot easier to deal with. I don't like the idea, man. I was holding out hope that it would be
a Mass Effect.
Yeah, MMO. Something based in Mass Effect. I get hot for the idea of original IP. You know, I really, really do. And then but obviously it's complicated, not even a little bit, by their dealings with EA now. The fact that they...
Yeah.
I'm wistful and looking into the distance. Just really sad about that.
You'll be a Sims MMO.
Fucking in it.
They already did a Sims MMO.
Yeah,
that worked out really well.
Mm-hmm.
EA, man.
So, those days you wish you had a webcam.
Yeah, we need a webcam. We do.
To see the look on his face.
So, EA and their single console wish.
You just lit a match.
it's not like that. I was actually really happy that they brought that up, that came out, because it sort of clarified some things for me, and I know we never got to talk directly, still haven't, but you know, back when I kind of decided that I was going to be a fan of the PS3. Regardless of their actual performance and behavior.
Yeah.
Was it Lair that did that to you?
It wasn't Lair. It was... Man, Sony's been bad. I was joking about it earlier, but it hardly... How could it have only been a year? They've had so much bad press that it honestly feels like they've been taking a beating, you know...
For longer than this. It's not even
soap
been a year.
And sock style for a lot longer than 1 year. And when you honestly look at their troubles and what's happened in the price correction and all this other stuff, inside of a single year, it's honestly not that bad when you look at it objectively. But it's been extremely hard to do that, because while they've been, you know, shakily getting to their feet, and some would argue that they still haven't, you know, Microsoft's busy succeeding on the games front. The Wii is busy selling just a completely unrighteous number of
kajillion units.
Which I still don't think makes any sense. and so Sony's just fallen apart. And what it was that upset me so much was that the more Sony would falter, the more they would fail, the more people seemed to gain an energy from it, you know? People really loved to jump on top of any news. And I mean, granted, I, along with pretty much everybody else, was just exasperated all the time, like, Jesus Christ, what's really happening here? How can you not be smarter than this? Whatever the statement might be, you're making so many mistakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, God, maybe you should just pack it in, you know? And after a while, I realized that for myself, that didn't make a whole lot of sense, because I couldn't connect their failure to any specific good in the industry on the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to really upset me that any mistake Sony made, they would naturally be ridden hard for it. But if you found something that was kind of a similar mistake made by Microsoft, or almost never, of course, by Nintendo, the behavior was not the same. It really wasn't. And I understand they've done far more good, so maybe you're cutting them some slack, but it just seemed like an uneven amount of response, and I couldn't figure out why I should be happy that Sony was doing badly. That was what it came down to for me. Sony's doing badly, why is that good for me? And I couldn't find an answer for that. But I could come up with a lot of answers about why I should be happy if Sony was doing good. So that's kind of where I came down on that. And Pork Fry heard it and had like a very, very interesting thing to say, and I never got to talk to him directly. He talked to Scott about it, and Scott kind of showed me that stuff, and we'd always sort of bandied around the idea of like getting on live and like really having some hash about these issues, because I just try to, you know, if I get angry about something, it's, I don't know, I just, I get a little bit upset about an idea. And it's not that I'm as angry as I sound, it's just really easy to be angry and let all that kind of feed into how I feel about something and just use a tiny bit of anger to fuel enough energy to express my full opinion, which isn't always my full opinion. It's just whatever, man. I'm just a guy on the radio saying some shit, you know? Just like every other asshole on an AM station everywhere else, you know? That's all it is. But I feel really strongly about a lot of this, and strangely, there aren't a lot of people that feel that strongly.
You know, it's weird. I mean, we talk about the PS3, and we talk about the Wii, we talk about the PS3, we talk about Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, "Well, you guys talk a lot more about Microsoft." Well, yeah, we do. I mean,
that's
our experience.
3 out of 4 is the 360 here.
Yeah. And then they say, "Well, you don't give enough to the PS3, or you don't get enough to Sony, or you're always, you know, that sort of thing." But you know what? I never hear anybody saying, "You don't talk about the Wii enough." Even though we don't talk.
We really don't.
We hardly cover any Nintendo
stuff.
Nobody
is...
I go out of my way to make fun of it. I pick on it more than I should.
But nobody has anything to say.
They'll ask us to talk about the PC and the PS3, but you're right. No one has asked us to talk about the Wii.
Mm-mm.
No one.
Which, by the way, was... I had a little warm fuzzy in my heart when I saw they put Little Mac in Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Nice.
Only as a sys trophy.
Where the fuck do people have from? Jesus Christ. You've never...
You know what they're doing? They're just going to continue putting every cool character from everything in the world into Smash Bros., but they're never going to actually release
it. Yeah.
They did have a...
It's an epic red herring.
They did have playable at E4All.
It's the largest
the video that
April
came out
Fool's
that
joke we haven't caught
quite
on
excellent.
To yet.
Yeah.
That's good. They damn sure needed it. But, yeah, that's a strange thing. I don't know what it means.
I was just thinking about that.
Well, maybe that's some... verification of the idea that the
does that
Wii
mean they're doing
supporters.
It right? Does that mean that they're doing okay? That there's not any
well,
reason, or does that mean that other people that Sony's doing it, or that the other two? Well, I guess you could say that Nintendo has always said that they're not in this. They're not in this race. They're not in the running on this whole.
Yeah, I called shenanigans on that to begin with, but I think they're really right. Yeah. Actually,
they totally are.
Yeah.
Because the discussion is always Microsoft Sony. It's never Microsoft Sony Nintendo because Nintendo is in their own little.
Well, in a way, it has become that, and I know this is something that's on our minds. What I would say to you in that case is that it doesn't necessarily matter if they're doing it right or wrong. They're not doing it right for me, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the people who are a lot like me are concerned. They ain't doing it right.
No,
they're doing
they're
it very wrong. They're doing it so wrong that it's right for someone else.
Yeah.
It's right for people who are very, very much unlike me. And I'm still not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable enough with all of those statistics about who the real Wii owners are, driving the Wii economy. I don't understand it, but. I mean, I guess that's more the fact that people of our ilk are not demanding that we give equal and fair time to the Wii. But we know the Wiis are selling. It's either they're being gobbled up and ignored and nobody really cares, or they're being consumed by people who don't care anything about the way we look at things. I mean, it's a small sample, so...
Because I own the same amount of games for my Wii as I do my PS3.
Yeah.
And it gets basically the same amount of playtime right now.
Well, you know...
But it's a different monster. You know?
Yeah, and I really want the PS3 to be doing it right for me. I really do. But, yeah, the whole thing of what... And I don't even know if I ever talked to you guys about this. Scott had it because he's the one that had the PM, but... You know, I was saying about how I thought it was extremely important for the PS3 to do well. Like, I can't find a reason why it should be bad.
I remember that, yeah.
I think it should be good. That's all I'm saying. Is there? I can enumerate... several reasons why I would be happier and I would consider myself better off if the PS3 was doing well. Can't do a single one for it being bad.
Yeah.
Other than something really trite like, well, it's a piece of shit, so now I don't have to think about buying it. Which I consider to be an extremely defensive consumerist point of view. And I don't necessarily like those. Hmm. I'm not in this to be a consumer. I'm in this for the games. Honestly, as stupid as it sounds, the consideration for my money comes second. You know? I'm not looking to get everything on the cheap. I'm really not. I'm not looking for ways that I think I should get more for less. I'm not necessarily doing that. I would just simply prefer to have quality first and then make the determinations about money. But there are a lot of people who aren't necessarily doing that, and they feel really upset about the amount of money they think they have to spend.
Yeah.
Well, I still wouldn't. I've still, you know, I got a really good deal on the PS3 I have. But today, if I had not come across that deal, I still would not own one.
Yeah.
I still would have no reason. You know, I talked to, you know, the guy that was calling me up to tell me, you know, well, we can't get Felice on because of this problem or that sort of thing. I asked him, because I didn't think we were going to have anybody on, I asked him about, I have judgment, is that delayed, is it not? He said, no, it's coming out tomorrow, but I've gotten a lot of emails about what you're talking about, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. And I also told him, I'm like, hey, man, we're up for talking to anyone from the Sony camp anytime you want to. If a dev comes to you and they're like, hey, we got this game, I'd like to get it out there, shoot me an email, night of the show, we'll take them. It's, you know, we have no problem, you know. 9 times out of 10, we can have them on, and I would love to do that. And I mentioned to him, I said, we talk a lot about the 360 because I'm the only one on the show that actually owns a PS3. But we talk about the 360 a lot because that's the experience that we all have together, and they all own the 360 console. I would love to give more time to the PlayStation 3. However, Eye of Judgment, very unique game, which is one of the reasons I'm picking it up. Heavenly Sword reviews came out and said, well, it's very short, but you're going to have to pay $60 to play it. He's like, well, it's a really great game. And I said, yeah, but my money's devoted into other investments this holiday season. And it wasn't into a very short game for $60. Lair, of course, I don't even want to talk to you about that. And we won't even have to go into that. But, you know, Ratchet and Clank, that's an established thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick that up. It's established. I enjoy it. I like it. So I'm going to pick that up. Eye of Judgment, very unique. So I'm going to do that. You know, but but we would love to give more time. However, you know, it's, you know, this situation that you've got with these games. I'm sure Heavenly Sword is great, but I just can't afford to pay $60 for
6 hours.
Game,
yeah.
You know, I'll make a rental out of it. I'll eventually play it, but, you know, that sort of thing. And the conversation trailed off after that. But my point of it saying was that we would love. We're not opposed to discussing anything on the Sony side of stuff, even in a good light, I guess you could say.
Far from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told him, hey, keep us in mind for Uncharted when that releases. I would love to talk to some people working on that.
Yeah, it'd be really nice.
Which is another game in November that's coming out that's an exclusive. That's something else I didn't mention, but right now, if you've got a game on the PS3 and you've got a game on the 360, you know, if they're multi-platform, I'm going to have to go with the 360, you know, even if you tell me, well, it looks a little bit better on the PS3. Looks don't cut it for me anymore because it's got achievements on the 360. I got friends on the 360 to play with. So, you know, if it builds up over there on the PS3 side, then maybe I'll have some decision-making to take into effect, but probably not. That's one of the things. I don't see Sony recovering this generation from the hole that they fell into.
This generation between PS3 and 360, I mean, it's a generation of playing online. With as many people that already have the 360 and their friends on the 360,
mm-hmm.
It is going to be tough.
Well, 360 beat them by 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, the PS3 had its problems that we've already discussed. You know, the soap and the sock thing. That's exactly what's happening to them. I don't see them. They're not done. I just don't see them completely recovering from this generation or coming out on top in this generation. I don't see it happen.
Not the thing that I think
I urge
they could
them to
do,
prove me wrong, though.
The thing I think they could do is that they could judo their way out of it. They can't get back up. They mm-hmm. can't just get back up and, like, you know, keep on swinging. They can't do it. The best thing they can hope to do is redirect what energy they have and be inventive. They're going to have to invent something. They're going to have to do something that nobody's thought about or that no one thought necessarily possible. They're going to have to become a plucky underdog.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to change their image a little bit. They're going to have to do a few things that people love. and they're going to have to refocus their efforts in a way that don't look like they're trying to compete directly with Microsoft and beat them at their own game.
More stuff like the...
What is that?
That's the phone.
Oh.
The request line, it doesn't ring in here because it's a studio.
Ah.
So the strobe goes off.
I see.
So somebody's calling.
That's creepifying.
They can't hear us, though, I promise you.
More stuff like the Unreal Tournament 3 thing, where, you know, it ships with the mod tools and it has an export for PS3 feature. Anybody that writes a mod for it can export
see,
to
that's,
the PS3.
That's,
and they're all free.
That's a particularly interesting thing to
you
do.
You just go out and grab it, download it, and use it. I mean, that's something where
well,
they can
out,
really...
Now,
yeah,
cross,
now, see, that's...
Platform.
But that's a... No. The cross-platform play is not an issue.
Okay.
That's not the issue.
They,
we all,
so the
we
PC
all know
can
that.
Still...
Nobody really gives a shit about that. I don't... Even if I was on the PC, I don't want to go murder noobs who are using a controller. That's...
And if I'm using a controller, I damn sure don't want to play
yeah,
against people
I,
using mouse keyboard.
I kind of consider that an old idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that was talked about back on Quake 3 on the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all thought it was kind of cute, but I don't necessarily think that's worth exploring. What is worth exploring, and what I would absolutely pay real money to be a part of, is user-generated content in a game. The PC is largely defined by that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to talk about one of the few reasons that makes me wish I was playing COD 4 on the PC... It's going to be user maps. It's going to be mods. It's
After I saw them put the portal gun in the main campaign of
Yeah, stuff like that.
It matters.
And you can't do that on the 360, because everything on the 360 that's offered as downloadable content has to be approved by Microsoft, go through the proper channels before they offer it up, and usually they want to charge
and
for
Sony,
it.
And Sony, in that
And there's
regard
so much
has...
you have to pay for on the 360. You have to pay for the privilege to pay online. You have to pay for downloading, you know, an avatar, theme, a map, whatever it is. Even when Epic wants to give something away for free, they have to, you know, charge you for it for some reason. PS3 is given away.
Yeah, I don't like to harsh on them, but that...
Okay, well...
The point of that is that Microsoft published it.
Yeah.
So it was really Microsoft's goulash.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Just Epic's.
But in any case,
PS3 is doing
online for free.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are they giving away free content, but it's free user-generated content, which is like this bottomless bucket of stuff that can continue
Little Big Planet
to
is going
to
have that as well. Little Big Planet, you can design your own little levels and things like that and upload them, and people can
that would
those things.
That would be hot sex on toast, man. I'm not even kidding you. If they really figured out how to use user-generated content, if they took what they can already do, what are their differences? What makes them different? And really focused on those things and... made that what the PS3 was about, not just simply, well, you know, Sony exclusives, you know, Extreme, all these.
Yeah, it's kind of done.
Frankly, ancient ways of participating in the console market. If they would do different things, that's what it's going to have to be. That's the only thing that's going to save them this round, and it could. They've been in it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it like it's old hat, man. Like it's. Old news, but it's not. They've been here for a year. I think they need another chance. But, like, swinging way back around, that takes us to the statement by EA. Of, like...
We want one console to develop for.
Yeah, one console. And that's something that Pork said to me in that thing. He said that it's not really important to have... I think what he was getting at, and I'm not 100% sure, because we never actually communicated directly, and then there's... You know, all this latency and meaning of text when you're doing it that way. But what I got from it is that he was saying that, particularly for a developer, the multiple consoles don't really matter. You just want to make sure that you have as wide a distribution for your title as possible. And I think when this story about EA came out, I mean, that pseudo, not exactly a conversation between the two of us, like really stuck in my head, and I've been chewing on it for a long time, trying to actually see it from that point of view. It occurred to me that there were actually a couple of different arguments there. That may have been what he was saying, that a single unified industry standard architecture of some sort for a console would be extremely beneficial and would be a better thing. And I was like, wow, simply seeing it from that perspective, assuming that's what he was saying, takes me like 80% of the way to seeing it that way.
Yeah.
I don't find it a completely disgusting idea.
That's
more I thought about it.
Because before like this whole thing with the, you know, EA statement came up, I never, you know, would have thought of having only one console as a good thing. But, like, just reading through the comments on the Evil Avatar thread on that got me to see it from that perspective. People start, you know, comparing it to, like, the CD market or DVD market that, you know, you get everybody together, you decide on a standard, and how is that bad for consumers? And nobody actually said it in that thread, but I started thinking, yeah, man. And now we've got HD DVD versus Blu-ray. How is that good for consumers?
Yeah.
Two different ways to do pretty much the same thing. It's not...
Well, I consider that to be...
I know it's not a direct parallel, but...
Well, and also it's somebody else's problem. Somebody else... I honestly felt like that was someone else tacking on a higher order of warfare onto the console war. I think Blu-ray is a nice tool simply when you consider the amount of data you can fit on it.
I was just talking about the movie market as it compares to the game market.
I just thought you were talking about the media.
No,
in
like
general,
if you want to buy movies, you know, the new generation of watching movies.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Blu-ray or HD DVD. Actually, if you want to see all the movies you like, you have to have both.
Yeah. That's total shit.
Yeah.
Well, my problem was I was looking at it from the it wasn't the conversation never actually turned into a single industry standard architecture model for a console. The way I read it was, Sony shit, the Wii is just a toy, may as well just have the 360 be the only thing in the market. Which really fucking set my hair on end, man. I don't like that idea.
Right.
And I realized that I was coming at it from a completely different perspective. That's not actually what he was saying. I really don't think that's what he's saying. So I've been thinking about this story for a few days now, and this particular thing. I still think there is a statistically insignificant chance of it ever happening. Because of... I think that if it was really going to...
You're
going to
go through the politics of it all.
There's not necessarily any reason why any of the people powerful enough to make it happen would want it to happen.
Yeah.
No, because the same people that are powerful enough to make it happen are now moving away from that very thing in the movie market, which is why you have Blu-ray versus HD DVD.
Yes, it's... Yeah, exactly. And I don't... I also... Who's to determine what the fucking standard is, man? Because year to year now, I don't even know what a console is. The whole concept of it is somewhat in flux. 5 years ago, a console was a little box into which I slid a disc and I played it on my TV. And that was it. It was a closed system to some degree. I know there was Live on the Xbox, but it was really rudimentary. It wasn't, it wasn't a real thing. Now I'm kind of insulted, you know, as a knee-jerk reaction, the more I understand about how much better Xbox Live is than PSN. And I'm like, well, how dare you not be this advanced? when I know it's entirely stupid, because we've all talked about the fact that that's the one thing Microsoft really had going for it. They knew how to do that shit. They were smart. You know they were thinking Xbox Live when they entered the market. Mm-hmm. For consoles. They have been doing it very well for a while, this type of thing. They understand this kind of networking.
Oh, they really got it right in this generation.
It's excellent.
If you look, you weren't there for the first iteration.
I stood close enough to it to realize that I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And it was more of the reason why I wasn't there.
I loved it because I didn't have anything else to compare it to. You know, I had to, from the dash, I could look at my friends list and see what they were playing. Couldn't always do much other than that. I couldn't join them in a game unless I got an invite from them. You couldn't invite between games like you can now.
Yeah.
You know, it was never an outside thing. It was always an inside thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas you look at it now, anytime you play a game, you're inside the shell of Xbox Live. It surrounds you. Xbox Live surrounds you while you're playing the game and can access you anytime it wants. Whereas before, Xbox Live was... like on the inside, and you were way outside of it.
It was something that existed between players.
Yeah, you couldn't really do anything. But I liked it what it was at the time because I didn't know, you know, couldn't think of how it could get better. You know, it's always one of those things of how do you improve this? Somebody goes and doesn't, and you're like, why the fuck didn't I think of that? That's so simple and it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what they did when the 360 rolled around. They refined and whatever, and I think they're continually refining this that we use. Fall update, here's hoping for group chat. You know, that they're going to improve upon it, and it's only going to get better from here. Will it ever be free? Will Sony's system ever give them any type of competition to where Sony can say, hey, yeah, you do that, but ours is free, and we do just as much, you know? Because right now they can't. They may think they can say that, but right now they can't say that, because you still don't have...
No, everybody knows better. Everybody knows better. Everybody's seeing through that bullshit in the rare instance when they actually try to feed it to us. That's, that's not the real issue. But I can't imagine a situation where... If you're talking about ending that and turning absolutely everyone into a third-party developer, by creating an industry standard system, which anyone who chooses to license the technology can manufacture, that's cool. I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but I see great benefits for the developer.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
bully for them. I see really good benefits for the angry consumer, for the person who cherishes every last blood-soaked fucking dollar that they've convinced themselves they have to climb mountains for, or whatever. I mean, given the tone of some of the speeches people give about, how they're being raped by the cost of downloadable content and all these things they're forced to buy and all this other shit. They buy one thing every 5 years. My thought is that this is what's in their head. They buy a single thing every few years. This is the console for the next however many years. And I'm going to get every game that's really great made for it, and I don't have to concern myself with any ancillary bullshit. That's really cool. But I don't see where where the quality of games will necessarily increase. And again, that's more of what I'm concerned with. I know that it's better for the developer, but I don't necessarily know how it makes them make better games, and maybe it does. But there are things I like about the PS3 that the Xbox just refuses to do. There are things that a mysterious fourth contender in the race could do that could make me like it better than any of the hardware out now. Doesn't mean I necessarily buy it, but same with the PS3. I love some of the things they're doing. I love their idea of what a console should be.
Like what?
Difficulties of the cell processor aside, of course. I like the idea of a free network now more than I did.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they're more willing to support dedicated servers. I like the idea that they could be the real people to introduce user-created content in the console market. I like the fact that they're not squeamish about letting me put any old hard drive into the system. Mm-hmm. They seem a lot more willing to recognize random USB devices than the Xbox does. It's generally just a somewhat, using the colloquially more open system.
The Bluetooth as well, where you can...
The Bluetooth is a big deal.
You don't have to license out
your proprietary RF technology for whatever. Like,
right.
These are things that I really like. I think it's more or less... I don't think those things... I don't think you can draw a line between this is the form factor that Sony chose, and Sony has failed this generation. I don't necessarily think those things are true. I think Blu-ray has a lot to do with it because it helped dictate price. And I think price had a lot to do with it and their insistence on...
Man, price totally had,
Price was really everything to do with
price
it. Because
was, well, I don't know that it was
up
everything.
To that, man,
well,
up to that, I remember up to that, going into that E3, everybody's like all excited.
It was a collective
PS3,
gasp.
To, and then, they say the price and then just... Bam! Right there.
Yeah,
you could feel it. You could
well,
see
but that,
it.
I mean, it isn't everything, man. If they had a monkey buttload of great, if the damn thing costs $600, if it is what it is or was, I guess a year ago what it was, but they were able to deliver on all the bullshit that they had said, if they could back their shit up, it would have been a different story, not a completely different one because $600 is still $600, but it's not the only problem. It's just one of the biggest problems, and it's been impossible to overcome. I've never said, up until very recently, of course, I've no way I'm spending $600. I've said time and again, please give me a reason to spend $600. I don't mind the money, but you haven't put anything worthwhile.
Yeah, but you remember, they had a lot of exclusives lined up for the PS3 back at launch time.
So they said. Yeah.
Well,
timed exclusives on the announcements, it looks like, is what it turned out to be.
And, and they just started
disappearing one by one. And some decided they weren't going to develop on the PS3 at all.
Yeah.
One of those releasing this week, Ace Combat.
Yeah.
Which totally, you know, it's like, no, we're not going to come on the PS3 side. We've been with you Sony guys for Ace 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, but 6 is going elsewhere.
Yeah. So. And I know that a lot of them bailed when... Or got really uncomfortable when they heard how expensive it was going to be, knowing that fewer people were going to buy it. Like, yeah, cost definitely fed into.
Yeah, I don't know that that's, well, that's not an issue now. I mean, but I that's guess, but
it's an issue now in that they're in the hole they dug for themselves.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So just lowering the price does not reverse all of this other shit.
You've still got to have consoles and homes.
Yep.
To sell developers on working on your system. Even or more so for that exclusivity.
And I, I'm not even hot for exclusive stuff anymore. I don't give a shit. I really, really don't care. What I want, I don't want affordable games. I think affordable games are great, but they're not it's not a primary concern. It is a concern because I have a finite amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand how I consider myself a great fan of this thing if it's the money I'm first worried about. That's not it. I'm worried about quality first. I'm not saying I'll pay any price for it, but I look at a game. I don't think, how much is that going to cost? And I wonder if it's any good. That's never what I think. I think, you know, what's this game going to do for me? What's it going to do to me? And then later I'll be like, Jesus Christ, $120 for this. That's the way it is. So I don't know. I
can I hit up?
Yeah.
Alright, man.
Take care. See you later.
Yeah, bye. See ya. Glad see you can stay for a while tonight.
Yeah. See you Wednesday.
I don't know how well we'd be served by standard architecture. I doubt that there's anybody who could really do it. I don't know that anybody would. If it was up to Microsoft, would this industry standard system have a hard drive in it? Would everything stream straight into memory from the disk?
Yeah, you got to put those two companies. Well, put make it three then. Fine, include Nintendo into it.
You think you're going to get anything like the Wii? If you have industry standard architecture, you think you're going to find anything as funkadelic as the Wii that doesn't honestly care about looking great, but decides that the core of its system is a new form of interface rather than it just being yet another kind of USB peripheral that developers can just support
and the core of its audience.
You're never going to see that.
Yeah.
I don't think you will. So, I don't know.
Really.
The only other question, the super fun bit of theory crafting is maybe EA is just going to make their own fucking console. And screw the other guys.
You know, Jesus Christ. There's a thought.
I don't think they want to do that.
Let me take you back a few years.
No, I don't think they want to do that.
Let me take you back a few years. What was the sound we made when we heard that Microsoft was entering the console? And for a generation, I think I
that was the
like
sound
was
I made when I heard Sony was entering it back in like the early 90s.
Right.
I laughed when I saw the picture of the first PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
The PSX?
Yeah, the PSX.
I'm not
that was the most ridiculous looking thing I'd ever seen.
You are not ready.
You are not ready. I wasn't ready.
But then they became.
Then I saw Resident Evil, though. I was ready when I saw Resident Evil.
They became the giants. They became.
At the time, I was a big fighting game fan, and when I saw like the side by side comparisons of Mortal Kombat 3 on like SNES, Genesis and then PlayStation, I was like, oh wow, that's big deal.
Yeah,
well,
it was, you know,
I'm just saying it's not outside the realm of possibility.
But Final Fantasy 7, I think, is what finally
because
made me buy one.
We've been here at this point before, because we mentioned it on the show. You just mentioned it a minute ago. Ever how many years ago somebody said, oh yeah, no, Microsoft's going to make hardware. You said no, they're in the software business. That's what they do.
Yeah, first piece of hardware I bought was the Microsoft hardware was the Sidewinder joystick.
Yeah.
I was like, what a bunch of preposterous nonsense.
But even that,
Microsoft making hardware,
but it's hardware for PC. So, I mean, here we are. We're doing the same thing.
hey, EA is going to make, you know, somebody, if one of those future people from the South Park episode came back and said, oh, yeah, well, EA is going to make a console in whatever years, or, you know, ever how far along, you'd say, no, they're not, because of where our heads are right now. But years from now, our heads are going to be in a completely different place, and EA may well have decided to go that route.
I mean, you see what they're doing. Now they're passing out money hats.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're gobbling up this stuff.
You know what comes
in preparation?
It's not a completely ridiculous idea. And maybe they just decide to create something more standardized and welcome, you know,
the EAX.
any developer that chooses to play on it.
Yeah.
Be they Microsoft owned or Sony owned or Nintendo owned.
Microsoft's a publisher. Sony's a publisher.
Yeah, 3DO went that route. Yeah. A while back. But they were 3DO, is the thing. I mean, I think Gold Star and Panasonic manufactured units. But it was sort of a openish thing. You know, anybody can manufacture it kind of thing, I think.
I think I saw somebody pick up a 3DO at a yard sale for like $20.
Man, those things are...
Were those like 600?
They were, yeah.
When they released?
They were six, maybe more.
And that was how many years ago?
It was more than 10 years ago.
We all gasped at a $600 PS3 in the year 2006. And yes.
I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that we've become comfortable with a pricing structure, predictable
pricing
structure.
It's been so consistent. Yeah, it's been so consistent that your console is, you know, $250 to whatever. It was amazing when GameCube's like, oh, no, $100, here you go. And, oh, great. I think it was $150, though, wasn't it?
When?
What was GameCube?
When it launched?
Was it
$300?
The GameCube was $300?
Or $250 or $300? What was Nintendo's traditional price?
I thought it was around $200.
For years and years. No, what? I don't think
I picked
it was
mine
two.
Up when it was $100.
Yeah, that was a while after it launched. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that cheap at launch.
Yeah, yeah, but still. It's
still pretty cheap. Yeah,
maybe $250.
Like I said, it's not. They could be trying something. And in the end, I think it's all completely intellectual. That's all it is. It's a fun discussion where we can kind of air our ideas for.
I'm really looking
what
forward to EA
are.
Putting out a console. I don't know why. I'm just like, man, that would be awesome.
But you're right. It's less than 300 because I remember 300 being a lot. First time I saw a console for 300.
I don't know why that would be awesome.
It's either two or 250.
You know, why another contender in here? But I think.
And see, that's the thing. You can try to push it. But somebody, there's already so much proprietary interest right now that if somebody does release an open console that has any interest in it, it's done the opposite. It's given you one more thing to buy, not three fewer things to buy. So, like, it's an unrealistic thing to expect right now.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Microsoft is being, they're doing a pretty good job. They're fairly successful right now. There's no reason to think that they should do. Why would they? Why should they think they should do anything different simply for the betterment of people who aren't them?
Well, here's a question. How does it benefit us to have...
another one?
Yeah. Two or three. A 360 and a PS3 out there.
I've always thought it benefited us because of... In the same sense, and I hate to throw out a wrestling reference, but the same sense of why... You know, if you're a fan... listening, fine. it went to crap. When you got rid of your competition, your product went to crap. It went to shit.
Yeah, but you've only got one... But that's only one vendor. You still have all the different software companies competing for your attention.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But the software companies don't define what the industry is. The software is a fluid poured into the solid shape of a console. And...
Okay, but hardware-wise, is there anything between the 360 and the PS3 that really defines them as a piece of hardware? Not what they're capable of software-wise. But is there any reason
to... I thought that's kind of one of the things that we were talking about, though. I mean, about the fact that... And again, this is a lot of supposition, but the Xbox 360's baseline unit doesn't contain a hard drive. Therefore, the order of the day is when you make an Xbox 360 game... It's not something that should be designed to install data to a hard drive for faster loading and faster playing. Therefore, that's like a definition of the hardware from Microsoft's end. Sony doesn't have that problem. Sony's like, if you want to install shit over here and make it work better, you know, because you think you can do that, because you want to operate in a more traditional, you know, like disk to hard drive to RAM to processor kind of way, then that's up to you. That's really good. That's a distinct difference,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. I know it's not a huge one, but it is a very distinct difference.
Is that a big enough, you think, benefit to the consumer to justify having to buy two consoles to play all the games you want to play on?
You don't have... Well, okay, maybe to play all the games you want... It's not. It isn't a question of that for me. It's simply a question of... I have a really hard time making a positive assertion in this regard. All I can think about is the other hand. What if only one guy was making the console? Why does the console have a hard drive now? Why does the console have online capability? Why is it any faster? Why does it look any better? Why do they strive to make it a higher performance machine at less cost?
Because they were having someone...
Well, see, that's the thing, though. We're not talking about one guy making the console. We're talking about an industry consortium. Like a bunch of guys like Microsoft and Sony and everybody having input into it and fighting over what eventually
comes out. No, that's what I already went back to. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I was saying before. That was the whole difference in my understanding of the argument and someone else's.
Okay.
No, that's the whole reason I thought about this. I have no problem with that, except for a couple of issues. There are a few things about it that smell. What I don't like is the 360 being the only thing. Why should we have a PS3? There's no big difference. Let's just have a 360. Fuck that.
Right.
No.
Right.
Same on the opposite side. If somebody said, then why can't we just have a PS3?
Right. No, that wasn't what I was arguing at all.
That's the thing I started with.
Right.
Was it's the idea of having a consortium determine an industry standard and everyone building to that standard.
Right.
The problem is that ain't so simple.
No.
How the hell do you think you're ever going to have a really reasonable standard?
We can't even agree on a movie format.
Yeah. And I know that we can get past that. We're going to have to get past it. But obviously different groups of people have different... consider different things to be more important. And maybe that's because they're designing them for their own... You know, for you... The Xbox probably looks the way it does because Microsoft thinks that's the best way to make money with the Xbox. Not necessarily because that's the best possible console you can make. No, I have no problem with that. I just don't like the idea of one vision of hardware. I don't think that's good. I like the idea that...
I see. One vision of hardware isn't being one particular company's vision of hardware.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I think it's... That's why I was saying you'll never get a Wii with any sort of industry standard thing. But the Wii's obviously very popular. Isn't there something in there that we should understand to stand directly in opposition to the idea of a standard? I don't know. I guess why I think this is all radically theoretical.
Yeah.
And not at all useful for accurately measuring what's happening in the industry right now. Except for the fact that you can kind of figure out what people are about based on what they consider to be more important.
Yeah.
Theoretically, it's cheaper and easier for developers, which even more theoretically means that it would be cheaper for consumers.
It won't be cheaper for us.
I'm saying it should be.
I've been around long enough to know that, trickle down shit.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, but you'll find that in the argument.
Yeah.
And in a purely theoretical sense.
However, if we can free up, maybe it will free up enough of their resources. I mean, games are incredibly expensive to make now. Obviously, prices aren't going down any, but if they don't have to spend as much time and or money or resources or whatever developing them, maybe increased risk-taking, maybe a little bit more innovation in games, or maybe more games from whatever company because you don't have to spend as much time porting.
I think those are happy thoughts. I've just never understood risk-taking to be a factor of less competition. And less shit I ain't got nothing to worry about. Why don't I take some risks?
You know?
You think Eye of Judgment is a risk? Because it's very unique in the sense that they're involving... You've got card-based games on consoles.
I think
now,
it's the sort of thing that happens when nobody's paying attention to you and you realize you need someone to pay attention to you. What can we do that's different?
Mm-hmm. And which is what they should be doing every fucking day of the week.
Yeah.
Like, I think they would simply be better off if they could ship third-party cross-platform titles on the same fucking day that the 360 does, but they can't even do that.
It keeps getting pushed back.
How can you get anywhere when, you know, slightly above average game on the 360 and slightly above the same game on the PS3, and maybe not, you know, earth-shattering whatever, you'll like Stranglehold. PS3, 360. It's like... Man, there's really a lot of reasons to consider getting it on the PS3, except for the fact that it got pushed back 2 weeks. Well, fuck you guys. I'll get it on my 360.
Orange box.
There's never a time when I could say, yeah, there's a ton of third-party titles that might be slightly better on my 360, but they're out the same day. Maybe I'll just get this one on the PS3 since it's mostly a single-player game, or since I kind of, you know, really want something to play over PSN because I made a lot of friends in Warhawk or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can't even do that because if I care at all about getting it on launch day... which I oftentimes do, 2 weeks is a killer.
Yeah.
That's huge right there.
Even longer, Orange Box again.
Yeah.
Released week before last. And the PS3 version, November maybe, is what they're saying. Maybe that's when it'll come out.
No, it's done. It's gone.
Your question now becomes, am I getting it on 360 or PC, if that's the case? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't even have a choice. It's 360. It's exclusive. But yeah.
That's really hard on them.
It's funny, you know, because really when I saw this EA story about one console thing and I formed the opinion that I did after reading everything, I expected to come in here and, like, have this big debate and argument with you. And,
yeah, I wasn't sure where we would fall on this against one.
And then I find out that you're already, like, thinking along the same lines, I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, I don't, but see, the thing is, I would be a little more vehement about it, possibly, if I thought that it was anything beyond a practice discussion.
Yeah.
Or if it, I think it's really only good to point out other things. I don't think this discussion itself is going to be of any particular merit. Watch me be fucking wrong.
Well, you know, like discussing video games once every week has a lot of merit to it anyway. Yeah, it's right. Just, you know.
No, I just, I...
Discussing anything on the radio has a lot of merit to it. That doesn't actually affect anything.
Again, we go back to the fact that this is exactly what we talk about when we sit, you know...
Yeah.
Mic's not on, or whatever the case. If we didn't have a studio to talk about it in, we'd still be talking about it.
Yeah.
Deep in debate above our plates at Bennigan's.
Yeah.
Must have been before my time.
MC Chris, man. Was.
Oh, okay.
Fetz Vet.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard Fetz Vet?
Oh, I've heard it, but not enough to remember.
You haven't memorized the lyrics to Fetz Vet?
I have not remembered.
James and I used to, like, walk through the grocery store looking for snacks. He'd say a line, I'd say a line. He'd say the next line, I'd say the next line. It's good times.
One of the worst geek earworms in the world, man.
Yeah. I got to download Colton's library so we can listen to it on the trip up to see him.
I got a few of his songs already. I need to get more, but I had a limited amount of time, so I just picked out a few that
What'd
I
really like.
I got the Re Your Brains.
Yeah. That's fun live. I don't know if it's going to get the same effect in Atlanta. They did it packed. Obviously not, but still.
Code Monkey and My Monkey.
I knew you'd like Code Monkey.
Yeah, Code Monkey's good. What were the other ones I got? I can't remember. I got like a podcast Christmas song, which I wasn't all that hot for, but it was one of the free ones, so I just thought I'd give it a shot.
Go for I Feel Fantastic.
Okay.
Give that one a go. It's a free one as well, but you know,
okay.
I'd go for that one. So good little song there, and it's referenced in the Portal song as well.
Which, man, all right, this thing, you remember, this thing used to last like an hour and a half in the studio, because when we were doing our three-hour shows, and I'd forget it, we'd have to switch halfway through. Man, you took the cord at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I've still got 15 minutes remaining of battery power. I think that that fan thing, cleaning out my vents, had a huge effect.
It probably did.
Effect.
What are you hooking up?
Huh?
What are you hooking up?
I needed to mouse through a couple things quickly.
Yeah. All right. Anything else before we go?
I got nothing, man.
Plenty, but, you know, whatever.
This is the
I got nothing I want to get into anymore. We've been here for,
We talked about it on the show. Do you want to talk about it on the show? Or do you want to talk about it later? Because you've got 3 minutes to say what you want about it. It took us 45 or 50 minutes to say what we wanted to.
We talked about it.
So.
Fine.
No, it's open. Go
no, fuck off.
That'll end our show, I guess.